Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
How about we grab a picnic and hang out by the lake?
How about we go for a walk?
How about we play tennis?
Looking for people who just want to do something fun? Find them on Our Time, the number one site made for singles over 50. It's easy to use and easy to find people who love doing the same things you do. From gardening to wine tasting to just going for a bike ride. Because even doing the simple things are better together. Start for free today on ourtime.com.
When disaster strikes, we're there for you 24 hours a day. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Brown Shoe Fit in Burlington has the newest styles of brand name shoes and work boots arriving daily. They carry the perfect footwear for any occasion, whether it's work or on the run, while giving you the comfort you need every day. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff will help fit you with the newest footwear while helping you determine the footwear that best fits your needs. It's the quality and comfort you deserve with new fall styles arriving daily at Brown Shoe Fit, 414 North Roosevelt in Burlington.
This summer, just say, what the fun, in a rugged, fuel-efficient Honda SUV, America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker, and have whatever fun you want. Camping, water skiing, a 12-game round-robin travel ball tournament crisscrossing the entire region. What the fun indeed. New Hondas are arriving daily, so get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer today. Honda gets the Midwest. Based on EPA estimate of model year 2020, large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy. 2021 EPA Automotive Trends Report, November 2021.
The news and sports authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. KBUR, your exclusive home for Burlington Greyhounds football. Kickoff is just minutes away. Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rhinespitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker's State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics.
First, we go to the field for tonight's pregame show.
Let's go!
I crave the rush of the game.
Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Welcome into the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame shows. We're trying to get ready. I should say we are getting ready, but we're trying to get our energy level up for tonight's varsity matchup between the 4-1 Burlington Greyhounds and the host 3-2 North Scott Lanchers. And we say that for a couple of reasons. One, John and I took advantage of the beautiful weather today and played 18 holes. And John, that's a tall task to do. And then ask ourselves to go to Golden Corral, get all full from food, and then come here.
You know, the thing about going to Golden Corral where it's all you can eat, there are times when it's not all I really can eat, but I still have to leave. I mean, I know of a story where some people were actually asked to leave, and they were rebuffing the manager going, did you say all I can eat? I haven't eaten all I can eat yet. So we got to get some energy, and if you are not keeping up with the sophomore game with 9:35 left to go in the game, it is the Lancers on top by a lot, 49-0 over the Greyhounds. And, you know, it's been a long time since we traveled up here. And that, when you talk about high school football, that can play in the minds of athletes. And, of course, it is homecoming for the Lancers, and that provides a little extra energy if it's done in the right way. And I've never, ever thought it's been done in the right way.
And I did not formally introduce you, John. John Flaherty to my left. I'm Scott Mason. We're here. It's Greyhound football. Yes, go ahead, John.
But it's because we've had another third slice of a big day.
Well, yeah,
go ahead.
This is like the cherry on top. Well, yeah. This is the fourth cool thing to happen today. I mean, earlier today, for those of you who listen to podcasts, we would encourage you to go to the Round Guy Radio podcast.
because on our way up here, as John was driving, I was holding the phone, and we went back and forth. I think it ended up being 23 minutes with round guy on his podcast. His name is Dave Johnson.
Not the David Johnson.
Not the
from
David
Clinton
Johnson.
High School. Dave Johnson, we believe he's out of it somewhere.
Area code 641.
So if you want to help us, you can give us a tweet or text us in the right zip code.
You can absolutely text me, and I can get the link to you. We talk about tonight's game. We talked about the Burlington program in general, but it was just a pretty cool thing to do. And for you Friends fans out there, are you Friends fans, John?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm not a watcher of the show.
Do you remember when Chandler,
no,
midway through season
not
three or
close,
four,
no,
started dating Janice again?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not
so Chandler and Janice started dating again, and Chandler and Joey, of course, were roommates, and so Chandler encouraged Joey to try and find a way to like Janice because, well, Joey found her aggravating and irritating. And so she and Joey, Janice and Joey, went out on a day, spent a day in New York, went to a Mets game, and she called it Janice and Joey's Day of Fun. So
don't
I'm calling
even,
it.
Don't, no, don't even begin.
John and Scott's Day of Fun.
Okay, yeah. See, I knew you were going to go in a direction that would really make me feel uncomfortable. So thank you very little for that.
So we were on a podcast. We played some golf.
So I do.
We went to Golden Crown. Now we're at a football game.
Okay, so I do want to give another shout out to Muscatine Municipal Course.
Beautiful.
Great place to play. Had a wonderful time. Got to talk to wise old sage of the press, Roger Bates from the Muscatine Journal. And so it was great talking some sports with him going back a few years. And yes, Golden Corral was absolutely stellar. And there really was more. I left some stuff on the table.
I did not. You know, I did not. And I didn't eat half as much as you did. The other thing I will say too is we were decked out in our swag. John has a pullover from the Brock Schneiden era of the baseball program when I was still coaching there. I have this sweatshirt, the Vigrami shirt that was given to me last year. We had several people ask us on the golf course about the football team, about Burlington in general, shared some memories of their own about Burlington. So just an all-around pretty cool day, and no disrespect to my coworkers back at Farm Bureau, but the worst day on the golf course, by the way, I shot an 89. Not my best, but certainly not my worst. Best day on the golf course, better than the worst. I'm sorry. The worst day on the golf course, better than the best day at work. I'm
there
just saying.
There you go. And so now we are here. We are at what I believe to be one of the most beautiful fields in the Midwest, and that's Lancer Stadium and their natural turf field. I mean, in 2010, it was named the best football field in Iowa, and it continues to do so. It is homecoming. It seems to be neon night in the studio, and I believe the Greyhounds had their neon night last week. So we're hoping to ruin the homecoming for the Lancers, and you know how I feel about homecomings anyway, so we're hoping that it plays in our favor tonight.
Well, you talked about it's been a long time since Burlington has played here in Eldridge, and it's been, in fact, what was it, 9 years and 10 days, I said, September 20th, Friday night, 2013, when Burlington came up here, took on North Scott and lost by the score 42-12. It has been a bit of a house of horrors for Burlington recently, whether it's here or in Bracewell, where the North Scott Lancers are concerned. After starting this series, which began in 1978, by winning 11 of the first 15 matchups. And remember, for those of you who don't know, North Scott was very much a struggling football program up through, I'm going to say 1986, 87, 88, somewhere in there.
Let me clue you in. When I first got to Burlington in 1990, I was told by the coaching staff that we can count on a win going up to Eldridge. And the first 2 years, it was very much that way. And as the years have progressed, what you're really seeing is a tale of two cities and their fortunes reversing. Those of us who are living in Burlington, we know that we've lost industry, we've lost people. You know, there's been some financial hard times. Eldridge, on the other hand, has actually been on the upside as we were pulling in. Seeing houses going up, I kind of made a joke. It seemed like there's a house that goes up in Eldridge every 4 minutes. And when we got here as athletes to the stadium, It was kind of bare bones, but now you see the results of hard work and dedication to an athletic department with brand new lab. Not really new. It's probably 3-4 years old. Two additional basketball courts, updated softball, baseball facilities. It really is really kind of the diamond of the eastern part of the state of Iowa.
Yeah, when you look at this, 1978 was the year Northcott joined the Mississippi 8 Conference, which featured, for those of you who don't remember, Bettendorf, Burlington, Clinton, Assumption, Central, West, Muscatine, and Northcott. They went 1-8. Followed that up with a 3-6 in 79, a 2-7 in 80, a 2-7 in 81, 3-6 in 82, 2-7 in 83, and so on. 3-6, 4-5, 0-9, 4-4, 3-6. 2-7. Why do I tell you these things? Well, because if there's a blueprint to follow, if you're the Burlington Greyhounds, perhaps Northcott is one of those. Muscatine could be another that struggled so mightily for so long before they have the air raid offense come into their program back in the early mid-80s. So you talk about, or we talk about so much, that this Burlington program, it's taken some time to experience success. And forgive me for the cough one more time this week. But now you're starting to see some of the dividends pay off from the buy-in that started 2 years ago when Jim Krekel took over this program. You can turn programs around. And I have long said, however, conversely, that high school football records or sports records in general are reflective of the group of kids that come in and go. Okay?
Absolutely.
However, there is an argument to be made at this point in time, and maybe I'm coming around to it, that once you instill culture and once you instill attitude and once you instill pride, that continues year over year over year. Kids want to be a part of it. Kids look forward to being a part of it. Kids work toward being a part of it. Maybe Northcott, it's one of those blueprint programs of how to take a moribund high school program back in the 80s and 90s and turn it into what the juggernaut it is today.
And it is a program-wide deal. It is not just within football. You have to make a commitment to every single sport. In 1991, Randy Schroeder came in as the AD and the head coach here at Northcott, and he just implemented some standards that were going to be run by every single sport. Every single coach was going to be held accountable to it. He got out in the community and he said, this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to look. And everybody in the community really has bought in. What has happened for us in the last 2 years that we've talked about for so many years, whether I was on the sidelines or whether, you know, I ended up there in the press box, is we talked about apples and oranges. We've talked about being the smaller school in a larger setting, and now we are in a comparable situation, which provides us to be successful in the games and in the sports that we are in. What we're looking at here tonight as we get to the closeout of this sophomore game or this JV game is that this is where we want to be. And so we've run up against a brick wall in this JV setting against a very fine Northcott team. If we want to make the next step, we have to kind of look at who and how they're doing this and then do the same things in our own version.
Well, Northcott comes into tonight's game with a record of 3-2, 0-1 in the district as they dropped their district opener last week at the hands of Iowa City Liberty by the score of 20-16, a comeback win for the Lightning and a game that from most everything I've read, Northcott felt got away from them. That they had the lead most of the game and into the fourth quarter before Liberty was able to rally. And so Liberty, they are the number four team in Class 4A this week. Northcott fell out of the top 10, but that also speaks to the rest of this district when you've got four teams with at least three wins, 3-2, 4-1, and then 2-5-0s when you count Fort Madison and Burlington in this argument as well. One of the top and toughest districts in Class 4A. Burlington, as I said, 4-1, 1-0 after defeating Clinton last week in their homecoming matchup, 42-30 down at Bracewell Stadium. And, John, as we spoke about on the podcast this morning, this begins probably, along with Fort Madison, as you kind of brought up too, one of the most brutal four-game stretches for probably any high school team in the state when you talk about North Scott tonight, Mount Pleasant next week on the road, home against Liberty, and then you end the season at Fort Madison.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, starting here tonight, I've had some conversation with people in the North Scott area, and they tell me that they are hangry. And for those who don't understand the word, it is the combination that you are so hungry, you are angry.
They need Snickers.
And that loss last week was the thing that put it over the top. Sitting at 3-2 is something that these Lancers never even thought would be a possibility coming into the 2022 year. And to be behind Fort Madison, who people think perennially are going to be lower half of the system, and a Burlington team that they've easily handled through the years are ahead of them, they are going to want to show something tonight and prove something to some people. On top of that, you know, we know that Mount Pleasant is a struggling team right now. They're kind of in the same similar situation that the Greyhounds were a couple years ago. But it is homecoming. It is at their place, and they are going to want to find some answers as well. So they're going to be hyped up. Liberty is Liberty. We know about all that. But the big one to me is at the end of the season. There is that's got to be a red letter game for them, Scott. They, you know, they look at last year and it's a situation they felt they should have won the game, and here it was, that tremendous 2-minute drive, and the fact that Kanye Baker basically called the plays to go in, Bryant Williams, that I'm sure is a big bold letter game for them at the end of the season. And so all of these things really mean for us that every game from here on out is a playoff game.
Well, the Greyhounds have finally gotten it across the goal line here in the JV game in the final 10 seconds. And it's now 49-6, pending the extra point. Jim Krekel and I, as we always do, talked last night as we previewed this week, reviewed last week, and talked about what to expect tonight. Some new information probably coming your way you might not know about. You know, Nolan Simpson is not going to be with us tonight because of his ejection last week. But it's kind of a next-in philosophy. Next man in for the next player in to replace big number 7. He has some thoughts who that will be. Stay right here. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, Coach Krekel and I will talk about what's to be expected tonight as the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show rolls on. We're about a half hour away from varsity kickoff. You're listening to Greyhound Football on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Did you know the All-Star Made Right Diner serves more than just their delicious made rights? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast. With a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods, breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Made Right Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Made Right Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm. Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from. The delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch. We know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch.
Week 6 of the Iowa high school football season is upon us. And as always on the pregame show, we're joined by head coach Jim Krekel of the Burlington Greyhounds. How's it feel to be 4-1 for the second consecutive season in very similar fashion to last year, but 4-1, that's a pretty good start in back-to-back years.
Yeah, we're real happy about that. I guess sometimes I have to add them up. Is it 3-1? Is it 4-1? But you kind of get used to winning, and just like last year, and you are right, we're right back kind of where we were at the same time last year, going to that latter part of the schedule. And no, it feels great. The kids, I think it's you can see it with them. There's confidence. The student body's been great, even our home games especially. They have fun with our kids at the end. I think that's great. So no, it feels awesome, and I'm glad the kids have worked hard. They deserve it.
Let's talk about that. I mean, since we're going to go off on a tangent right away, you're in the building. You're a PE teacher. You know, a lot of people, when I was in the district, we would go to symposiums or PDs, and they would talk about the fact that sometimes something like a football team helps set the tone for a school year. Talk about the overall atmosphere. I've heard great things as a school board member about the changes and the way the high school is going right now. Part of that's because of football and a positive thing right out of the gate.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. I don't know how, you know, on a broad scale, how much we impact, but I do know we do impact, you know, and it is a positive thing with our student body. I know the kids love sitting up in the stands, of course, you know, and they're going to be there win or lose. I know our student body, they're really good with that, but they do a great job supporting these kids. And you know, even in the hallways by the PE area, and the kids, even kids that are playing basketball only that are part of last year's, you know, supporting us. It's all things like that. All walks of life. It really is awesome to see. And I'm proud as a head coach to know that I'm a part of that process that helps towards that whole environment at our school.
So what can you tell me about a now very dangerous and probably very angry North Scott Lancer team coming off a loss last week? Had been rated since the preseason poll, now have fallen out of the top 10. Not that that means anything to you coaches, as you always make me aware. But North Scott, the preseason pick by most prognosticators to win the district, now sits at 0-1. So they're hungry, they're angry, they are fighting mad, shall we say, and for lack of a better term, have really owned this rivalry over the past quarter century.
Yeah, well, it's Coach Tippett, and that's just the kind of style of ball they play. I still think, even last year, of all the games we played, I thought they were the most physical with us. And not that we didn't have some physical opponents throughout that whole entire season last year, but if I look back and if you'd asked our kids, they probably would have told you North Scott last year was the most physical they had been in a game with, and that even includes, you know, Xavier, who, you know, did a really nice job with us too in the playoffs, but and all of our other opponents that played well against. But that's the style of ball they play. They're physical. I don't really, like you said, I don't really care what their rating is or their record. You just put them on film and you're like, wow, these guys are going to come after us and we got to be ready to go. And so we got some things we've tweaked. Somebody like that, that's a two platoon squad, you got to be able to, you know, make some changes here and there to keep, you got to try to, I guess, keep them on edge, you know, that defense on edge. Maybe it's their offense on edge a little bit. And so they're not getting comfortable saying, okay, it's the same old thing coming back and back and back. So, you know, we'll have to mix up some things, there's no doubt, with them, because that's just the nature of the beast you play. And there's, what, maybe one or two kids that play both ways a lot. I mean, number two, I know, sticks out. I think the last name's Peterson. Sorry, I'm not even good with probably the names of my own family, but I'm not disrespecting him. But I know he's number two. I know where he plays. He's a good player for them. That goes both ways. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I told them on the field tonight, who do you want to play? Well, if you want to be judged as a great player, you want to play somebody good and actually have success against somebody on that team is good. Say, hey, you know what? Maybe, you know, win, lose, or draw. You know, I played a heck of a game at a high-caliber game, and you feel good about yourself. So,
I'm glad you said that because it kind of lets me segue into this question. You know, so statewide, Burlington has not gotten the level of respect, perhaps, that we all might sit back and say, well, we're 4-1, we deserve it. And it's all the result of schedule. Who have you played? Right. Their strength of schedule, their records, and in Burlington in that respect is not – not seen as on par with a North Scott or an Iowa City Liberty or even Fort Madison. So how important is a game like this? I won't even say win, because then you're putting so much pressure on yourself that if you don't win, it's a complete failure. But just to put yourself – last year was 42-0. That did nothing to dispel any of those people who are detractors of Burlington.
Right.
How important is it to come out tonight and, as you say, compete against one of these top – I mean, state champion 2 years ago.
Correct, yeah. No, there's no doubt about all that. I mean, you got to – if you want to elevate a program – at some point, you've got to either stick with some people that are at the top, or you got to beat somebody at the top. And, you know, that's kind of what our attitude is going in the game. You know, we are confident in, I think, what we want to do. And now you just got to play the game to see if that happens. But I can't control the way people think about us that are over in, you know, Des Moines or anywhere else. So I don't waste any of my time with that. But all I know is you know what? We feel good about our DNA here, our culture, what we're trying to do, and our kids are looking forward to it tomorrow, you know. So that's all I know.
So let me ask you this: how do you do that? Minus Nolan Simpson, who was ejected in the first quarter last week, and as you told me before we started the interview, some adversity within the program, just your regular run of the mill early in the school year sickness going through your team.
Yeah.
How do you overcome that and compete, if not outright win?
Yeah, well, I mean, all you can do is trust in what you do. And that's really how we went about our week. We didn't skip a beat. We do what we do. We worked and we did tweak a couple things that we think might be effective in the game.
You going to tell me what that is so we can share it with everybody?
Yeah, we're still running the ball. Coach Tippett knows that. So, or at least we're going to go down and try swinging and trying. So that's just who we are. We're not going to change. And, yeah, you know, that's always how we look at it. I think our kids are ready for the challenge. We're going to do the best we can. And it's like anything else. How good is your program? Well, you're as good as the people who can step up and play some other roles. It's probably going to mean that a kid like a Noah Nixon is going to be a little bit more tired, because he's going to take a huge share of duties back at fullback, where in the past it's been nice to have him and Nolan kind of trade off when we've wanted to do that. And now, but you know what? Noah hasn't batted an eye, and I knew he wouldn't. He'd carry the ball 1,000 times a game if there was such a thing. So that's all we know. So we'll go into it with the kids we got and expect them to win. So that's it.
You know, being a baseball coach, Noah Nixon's got that catcher's mentality, the toughest player on the field. And I was a catcher. I know that, because I was always the toughest guy on the field. So anyway, going back to the reality of it all. That's a joke, Coach. You can laugh. Go ahead. Because I was
I never watched you play. I'm thinking maybe you were.
No, I was never the toughest guy on the field. I could hit okay, but I was never toughest. So the thing that impressed me last year about North Scott as much as anything was – they had tremendous team speed, and they were tremendous at taking the right angles. Of the 10 opponents, the two most talented squads were North Scott and Xavier. And I say that because Bryant was able to break away from the other eight in pretty easy form. Okay. These teams took the right angles and had back end speed to catch up.
Yeah.
Same type of speed this year?
No, yeah, that's right. They're talented across the board offensively and defensively. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And that's why you just got to be sound. And, you know, like I told these guys, you know, maybe if you're getting in there and we get a good 10 or a 12-yarder or a 5-yarders and we're moving the chains, and, you know, we'd all like to sit over on the sideline and think, hey, we're going to break a 70-yarder. But against a North Scott team that's as good as they are on film and coached as well as they are, and I even told Coach Tippett that last year, even when I was in the MAC, I always thought maybe that staff probably coached their kids even better than some of the front runners at the time, like the Bettendorfs and the PVs at the time. So there's no doubt. We're just going to have to be sound, and I think the answer to that in the nutshell is you just got to be ready to play physical football. So when it is 3 yards, 2 yards, 7 yards, it is what it is, and go back to the huddle and come back and play again. Hopefully that's the DNA that we've put in our kids.
And I know the answer to this will be the last question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So you were around back in the early 90s, mid 90s, when North Scott football, even the 80s, was nothing. It was putrid. It was winless season after winless season. You think about where Burlington football was preceding your arrival. Not putrid, not bad, but it was a 1-2-3 win team. Have you taken any blueprints from what you may remember from those North Scott teams and said, all right, here's how to get from point A to point B. I know how I want to do it, but here's how it's been done in the past.
Well, I think there's two things that don't maybe let us match up that way. Number one, we are an entirely different community of melting pot type of kids. Socioeconomic differences in our community are really vast compared to theirs. You can go on and on. So we don't really compare to them. I mean, they have 135 kids that diligently go out for football every year. I mean, that, and when we had Zoom meetings last year, you know, us, Fort Madison, Mount Pleasant, all these other teams were like, we get about 80 out, 70 out max. And Coach Tippett's like, well, that's why I got to pick up extra games in the area of the Quad Cities for my freshmen, JVs, all that. So, you know, I'm not trying to match our community like theirs. All we can do is look at our kids, find out what works for our kids, have the best approach to our kids to give them the best culture that works for our melting pot of kids, which we feel really good about. And you just got to let it happen when it happens.
Get a win tonight. Back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 08-09.
Yeah, so awesome.
I'm the stat guy. I'm here to tell you those things. Hey, okay. We'll talk after this victory.
We need another win this year is what you're saying.
We need one more this year for back-to-back winning seasons. Let's go ahead and get it taken care of tonight.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get it tonight. So, yeah.
Head coach Jim Kreckel looking for victory number 5 on the 2022 campaign against North Scott. Kickoff is right around the corner. You're listening to the Burlington Greyhound pregame show, the Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show on KBUR.
There are fun activities for the entire family at the Des Moines County Historical Society. Let your kids' imagination soar with 3 floors of exciting exhibits that tell stories of events that happened right here in Burlington and Des Moines County. Tour the Garrett Phelps House on Snake Alley or the Log Cabin in Crapo Park. The Heritage Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go to dmchs.org or like Des Moines County Historical Society Facebook page to see their special events.
Is there anything better than an apple or a peach off your own tree? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. And it's so much more fun going into the backyard than going to the grocery store. This week, Ritter's is having a sale on all fruit trees, including many varieties of apples, peach, cherry, and 2 new varieties of pecan trees available, all 25% off. All crabapple trees are also on sale at 25% off. These are all disease-resistant with small persistent fruit, so there is little, if any, mess. Ritter's has a good selection of burning bush as well as many viburnum and itias that will provide great fall color for your landscape. Confused about what to plant in the shade or what to put in the sunny spot? Ask the professionals at Ritter's and they will be happy to help guide you in the right direction. There is still time to attack that creeping Charlie. Just ask us how. Professional advice, just another reason why people say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Minutes away from kicking this one off. What?
Scott, that's not the music I was expecting.
Yeah, well, you know, Chris has a task. He's got to find it. When
Chris,
he does,
you'll have to surprise the audience.
We will commend his efforts accordingly.
Pressure is on.
Let's get to the Des Moines County Historical Society history of the series. Of course, the last time these two teams met was last year, October 1st of 21 at Burlington, where the Lancers knocked off the Greyhounds 42-0. North Scott overall leads the series to the tune of 23-14. Included in that, Burlington started the series in 1978 at 11-4, won 11 of the first 15. Since then, BHS has gone 3-19 since 1993. Wins coming in 98 and 01 and 09. Series up here at Lancer Stadium. North Scott leads that 10-9. On Friday nights, North Scott leads 23-14.
on week six when these two teams get together. 5-3. 5-3, Burlington with that lead. In fact, in week six here at Lancer Stadium, John Flaherty, Burlington has never lost. 4-0 all time on week six here at Lancer Stadium. Little history on our side tonight from the Burlington perspective.
So a little bit of some other miscellaneous notes for everybody. September 30th has not been good to the Greyhounds. They are 7-11 on September 30th. And then being on the road in week six has been good, though. So they are 27-31. I'm sorry, they're not good.
They're not good. They're
1-7. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Again, we are still at that scoring first crescendo. If we can continue to score first, we will have ourselves a chance. So we are at 382-91 when scoring first. And just to kind of finish that up, that we have scored first in every game this year off our opening drive. And so we hope that that can continue. And I know that you heard from Coach Krekel, it's about controlling the clock and controlling the ball and ultimately putting points on the board once you're down at that end of the field.
I don't mean to correct you,
but
they have scored four times on their opening drive. They have scored first in every game. So they scored first.
Is getting smaller for me.
BHS has scored first in every game this year and has scored on its opening drive in four games.
You are right.
Well, and I have to tell you that you were right because of the Nolan Simpson discussion from last week. I amalgamated high school and college rules. I was thinking of the targeting rule that says if you get ejected in the first half of a game at the collegiate level, you miss that game only. If you get ejected in the second half, you miss the second half of that game, the first half of the next game.
Essentially a game.
A game,
yeah.
Right. But in Nolan's case, it'll be a game and three plus quarters.
Right. Scott, I'm going to kind of take a unilateral decision, and I'm going to jump right to the Diamond Vogel colors of the game. And the Diamond Vogel colors of the game, where'd we go here, Scott? Yes, delivering quality coat. Who's got the time to speak today? Right. Let's start from the beginning. Delivering quality coating solutions distinctively since 1926. Located at 3200 Division Street in Burlington, the Diamond Vogel colors of the game. And, of course, when we start out, we're going to go the home team, since they are the team that we hope to lose tonight. They will have their scarlet jerseys with no shoulder stripes. They have white numbers outlined in gray. Holy biscuits. You don't play golf well, and now you can't speak. Your pants are gray. They have a scarlet, white, scarlet down each leg. Their helmets are gray. They have no helmet stripes. Their face masks are scarlet. And they have the oversized knight on the left side and the TV numbers on the right side. My college comp to that, we said, is going to be Ohio State. Also brought up Western Kentucky.
Washington State.
But also, I'm going with Western Kentucky because of the arch of their Lancers. For your good guys, the Burlington Greyhounds, they will have their white jerseys with their solid black shoulder yokes. They will have purple numbers on their black pants, wide purple piping. They will have a purple helmet along with no stripes. They will have black face masks, and they will have the new Speed Hound.
You are not Ron Burgundy.
No, I know.
Because I did not put deep purple for the helmet shell. I put Pink Floyd. And I was so hoping you'd read, and the helmet shell is Pink Floyd.
No, sir.
And I was going to say, I just Ron Burgundy.
So if you're going to do a college comp game tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have TCU versus Western Kentucky. So there are your Diamond Vogel colors of the game.
Other notes about tonight's game. First meeting was on October 27th of 1978. That was in week 8 of the 78 season. North Scott prevailed by the score of 9-8. North Scott has won 5 in a row in the series dating back to 2010. In fact, they've won 12 of the last 13. Burlington has lost 9 of the last 11 up here at North Scott. The last Burlington win, however, was here in week 6 of 2009. I think it was my first full season as the radio announcer of the Greyhounds. You were still on the sidelines. Taryn Mattson from, I'm going to say, 27, 28 yards to our right.
through the goalpost in the rain at the gun to give the Greyhounds a 6-3 win and the series on September 30th. Well, it's never happened.
So, Josh Osborne, varsity football coach for the Greyhounds. We talk about how great this field is. Scott, this was the situation on the 40-yard line right there. Caught a screen pass and dug deep into the turf and took a little chunk out. And that was after another game and three quarters had gone by. And it was unbelievable. The crew was on top, patched that up, and it looked like nobody had played on a field when it had been pouring rain for two games in a row. And then Taryn did a nice job of kicking that game-winning football. So it was an awesome night.
Good memory. First time I really, truly got excited calling a football game. Only the second time I was able to call a play at the end of a football game right at the gun. The other one coming in 1993. I'm at Western Illinois. Kicker Matt Seaman kicked a field goal to beat Northern Iowa 25-23. That Northern Iowa team featuring some quarterback named Warner.
Yeah.
And some wide receiver named Ward.
They played okay.
Both ended
later
up in the league that plays on Sundays. I don't remember what they're called, but
gotta check.
Yeah, anyway, we'll do some checking on that. Hey, we're gonna step away, take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be getting closer and closer to tonight's Ryan Schmitz Flooring America National Anthem. But it is not imminent, as we don't even see the band quite yet approaching the field. But when they do, we'll let you know. Otherwise, I'll step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, more pregame show on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show right here on KBUR.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, serving Southeast Iowa.
Hey, Mom, we're going on a bike ride.
Okay, sounds good. Got your helmets?
Sure do. Oh, and make sure to turn on your bike lights, Kimberly.
But it's sunny outside. You only need those at night.
Not these lights. Daytime visible bike lights are really important, as there are a lot of distractions on the road.
Have you seen flashing lights far away wondering, what is that? Only to get closer and be pleasantly surprised, coming upon a person, family, or group of friends riding bikes together? Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. Daytime flashing bike lights are one of the single best ways for any cyclist to make their presence known to motorists and other pedestrians. Our ultra-bright, all-weather headlights lights and taillights provide visibility not only at night, but help you stand out during the day when people are actually riding the most. And not all bike lights are created equal. While brightness is important, a true daytime running light is designed with specific focus, flash, and range to be seen from a meaningful distance.
For kids and adults alike, it's important to stand out when it matters most.
Bickle Cycling and Fitness.
In West Burlington, Iowa.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe every house and farm in Southeast Iowa tells a story. If walls could talk, they would tell of the memories made within them. Do you have a goal of finding a new home? Every farm paints a picture. Do you see your family there? Our loan officers are available in 4 counties to listen to your financial goals. We want to help you have a happy ever after in the storybook of your dreams. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. If the clock is correct, we're about 3.5 minutes away from getting this one kicked off. However, I will tell you, still no sign of the band. And I will also tell you, I think this could be a ceiling-breaking night, at least for me. I've never seen it is. I've never seen a female official at the high school level. We've seen it in the NFL. We've seen it in the college ranks. But I see a female official for the first time running the field for a high school football game that we've covered. I'm sure she's not the first, nor is this her first game, obviously at the varsity level, but kudos. We're starting to see some of those things that are so important at the older levels to trickle down to the high school level.
I believe she's going to be the back judge just by the way the mechanics are setting up for tonight. That's a new one on me as well.
So we're getting ready to start 3-2 North Scott. They have not necessarily played a murderer's row either. However, I will tell you that they have played a significantly tougher schedule to this point, at least rankings-wise, than Burlington. North Scott won their first three. They won their first game at Davenport North 47-7, came home, took on Western Dubuque and won that one 45-7, went to Brady Street Stadium in week three and took care of Davenport Assumption by the score of 31-14. However, 2 weeks ago is when this little two-game slide started for the Lancers when they took on Cedar Rapids Xavier right here. And in a 5A versus 4A matchup, Xavier, the Saints, knocked off North Scott by the score of 17-0. And then, of course, last week, as we talked about already, Iowa City Liberty came in ranked number 7, took on number 5 in the state at the time, North Scott, and took care of business in Iowa City 20-16 over the Lancers. For Burlington, lost in week 1 at Washington 21-14 before reeling off 4 in a row to this point. 3 of those have been at home. Keokuk in week 2, 35-21. Oskaloosa 20-3 in week 3. Last week, Clinton 42-30 at homecoming, with the week 4 matchup in Ottumwa taking a 42-7 beatdown over the Bulldogs at the hands of the Greyhounds. So it's been a fairly productive 4 weeks, lest we say, for the Greyhounds, but things step up in competition right here.
Right, and it's just the the atmosphere here is just electrifying, as it is homecoming. We've mentioned that before. But we wanted to make a special mention that the North Scott cross-country team was in Burlington early this morning, and they ran the game ball from Bracewell Stadium, just arriving right now to deliver the game ball. They ran a mile and handed off, and they did the 85.7 miles, and they... I'm sure got here a little bit earlier, so it averages about 4 miles per runner, and so it's a typical workout for them, so it's not that big of a deal, but really kind of a special thing. Again, when we talk about culture, Scott, those are kind of the things that a lot of people don't always see, but yet finds a way to bind a school together.
And I did not know that, so I learned something new.
Yeah.
So the clock's at 0. We have not seen a marching band. They're standing there waiting for the coaches for North Scott to exit the playing field. So they're getting ready to come on. Let's do this when we come back from this last two-minute timeout here on the pregame show, because we've got other things that go on. We've got the anthem, we've got the intro, et cetera, et cetera. We'll come back. We'll take you pretty much up through kickoff between now and 10 more minutes from now, when now they've put on the clock. A running clock now at 9:52 and counting. So, don't go anywhere. We're within 10 minutes of getting this one kicked off around 7:20. Burlington football is right around the corner. You're listening to the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. John Flaherty, Scott Mason, live from Eldridge on KBUR.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington.
Yeah, that's right. That'll give the band the time to get on the field, and each Saturday probably we'll get to the anthem fairly quickly. And then once the anthem is done, I'll out to you by saying that'll do it for the case of Mexican Bar and Grill. Pre-game show kickoff right around the corner on KBUR. Then you can go into my intro.
At the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook.
Will that work?
To have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Rhinetrees. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Rhinetrees Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, it doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back here on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes that you already love. Dine in or carry out. There's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Your Zeiser's Landscaping game time conditions are sunny and 86 with a nice breeze coming off the... Oh, sorry, I was looking at my phone and my homeland of Guam. That's what it is for the next 10 days. 86, 86, 87, 87, 88, 89, 86, 87. Would you like to be there with the nice trade winds?
Scott, I want to be here where I crave the rush.
Where else would you rather be than right here?
Right now.
Right now. Marv Levy, who I did not realize is now 93 years old, at the Bills home opener, yelled that at the crowd.
Well, yeah.
He stopped at right here, right now, so that the crowd
could join in.
It is clear there is not a... Well, I take that back. I was going to say there's not a cloud in the sky. There's not a cloud in the sky right above us. There are clouds to our north, which is where we are looking as we look out across over the grandstands on the far side, which is the North Scott side of the field. There are clouds way, way, way out there. None of them are wet, so it's going to be a clear, beautiful night for football. 61 degrees, your game time temperature. Humidity at 63%, so cramps should not be an issue tonight. Wind out of the east at 5 miles an hour, which means that the team going from right to left, at least early on, will have whatever wind there is at their back.
So you're like, oh, you just kicked it off to me.
Sure, I kick it to you.
All right, so, hey,
come on,
it is... Wake impressive up. Band, North Scott Lancer band coming out onto the field. I haven't seen this many band members since the early 2000s with Clinton that had 200 members, and they went on down and marched at the Orange Bowl parade. So I think we're ready.
No, that's the North Scott fight song. I always wonder, I get nervous because now we're at 5.5 minutes, and I have a 2 minute and 45 second intro. I think we're probably going to maybe have to think about not running that Chris Arnett back in the studio, no matter how much I'd like to. We've got to do the anthem because it's obviously sponsored. My thing is just a secondary thing that I do in case we can run it.
Right. So, I mean, and it usually is played out that as the band comes on, they'll do a song, their fight song, then the national anthem.
No, you're right. You're right. I was optimistic that perhaps they'd go right into the anthem.
So it's 2-1 tonight. Well, it's 2-2. It's 2-2. You put a whooping on me at the golf course. And,
who won today, John?
By a lot. So
only by 11. Should have been a lot more if I could putt.
Well, if I could putt, it would all be the same.
So keys to tonight's game if you're a Burlington Greyhound coach, John Flaherty.
So if you are looking to win against the North Scott Lancers, who are hangry for this matchup tonight.
Give them a Snickers.
It is going to be... ball control, clock control, ball control, clock control, and make points at every opportunity you can get. And I know that sounds so simple, like, well, hey, you know, that's a no-brainer. However, it is so true tonight. And when you are over, I don't want to say overmatched, but when you are overstaffed and... as North Scott is to Burlington. I mean, literally, they could put three teams in and still have guys on the sideline. So you only play with 11, I get that. But if you get a bunch of fresh legs to pound at you all night long, that's going to be a whole different thing. So to me, ball control, clock control, make points when you get the opportunity.
So I will tell you, Chris Arnett, we will not run my pregame intro tonight. No matter how much I'd like to, and no matter how proud I was of this week's product, we will not run it because the band continues to play, not yet getting into the national anthem, and the clock is at 3:17 and counting. So we may not even get to go to a final break to conclude the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. We may just have to sit here and transition, segue, if you will, into the game.
They look like, this is a very cool formation that the band, it looks like they're getting into their block NS. And it is with the drum core at the peak of the Block NS. So it looks like we are going to get ready for them to take a halt and play the national anthem.
There's a full house on the far side. Obviously not a full house on this side, as it's the traveling Burlington Greyhound crowd, but a nice crowd on the Burlington side.
We have
side.
Done a great job of traveling tonight, so congratulations to all the Greyhound fans who made the trip this far north to cheer on their Greyhounds. And, Scott, you know, we talk about being overpowered on paper, but this is why you play the game on Friday nights. We could talk for hours and hours to decide who wins, but it really will be decided on the field.
That's why they don't decide games on paper. And now it appears as the far side. No, there is now intro music. So evidently what they do, oh, they're running Iowa-type intro music as they've got a video board to our left, which is to the west side of the stadium, not as big as ours.
But they are certainly putting hype of the 11 starters on offense and defense. And they have a very nice blow-up tunnel for them to run out of. And again, we said at the kickoff of the show, you talk about the tale of two cities. This is the crescendo of where Eldridge has come. So it's an exciting night, and it will probably get fans on their feet for sure.
And it is a very, very high-quality video production, something that I can certainly go back to Burlington and tell the boys about at Broken Centrifuge.
And we will do a better job.
2023. And now the Lancers have come onto the field through their big blow-up tunnel, and yes, what is happening is while the anthem is playing, now both teams will be on the field. So that's how this is going to go tonight. North Scott has just taken their time to come out. It's timed a little differently than it is at Burlington, so that's okay. We'll run the anthem, and Chris Arnett back in the studio. We will just plan to keep it right here and not do a final break on the pregame show. We apologize to any sponsors that may feel shortchanged, but promise you, throughout the night, you will hear your name many, many times.
We will call you out, sponsors.
Absolutely. So the band is on the field facing the opposite side and playing the Michigan Fight song. No, that's Notre Dame. Sorry. I love it. There's another school that kind of uses the Wisconsin Fight song, too, but I don't remember if they were in the MAC or if that was from my West Burlington Notre Dame football calling days, but there is another school around that uses the Wisconsin on Wisconsin fight song.
Which is why you gotta love being a Greyhound, because it is
original.
All your own.
Yeah. Alright, now they're asking us to stand, so we will do so. It is time, in fact, finally, for your Rheinschmitz Flooring America national anthem is played by the North Scott Marching Band. Tonight's Rheinschmitz Flooring America national anthem. For all your flooring needs, it's where friends send friends. Asking for a little grace tonight. A couple things. My cough still lingers. It's getting better, but when I talk too much, it still lingers, so please be aware. The other thing, too, is that we do not have printed rosters. I do have Burlington's printed roster. I do not have North Scott's. So, it may take some time sometimes to find out who carried a football, who caught a pass. Just bear with us. We're going to get it. It's on our phones. I have it screenshotted, and I also have it in front of me on my computer. But I'm trying to keep track of yardage on my computer as I am also trying to call the game. So,
Scott
little
Mason
grace.
Wears many hats
I do.
During a football game
I do.
And does it well. So, yeah. So, this is the new world that talking to my son, Joe Flaherty, out at Central College as the Assistant Sports Information Director. He says that's the way of the world. Programs are cost prohibitive, and so a lot of that will be done electronically, along with tickets. A lot of tickets sold electronically anymore. And pretty soon you're not going to be able just to walk up to the gate and purchase a ticket. So prepare yourselves, Greyhound fans, as you head to events. You may have to pre-purchase a ticket.
Burlington's won the toss. They will receive to start the ball game. They will go from right to left on your radio dial, which is from east to west. That means Norscott will kick off to get things started here in just a couple of minutes. Again, Norscott 3-2. Burlington 4-1. Last year these two teams met in Burlington, 42-0 your final score, as they were able to contain Bryant Williams as well as anybody. Bryant still had over 130 yards, but as defensive efforts go against the one and only Bryant Williams last year, I think North Scott's was by far the best.
Fact, I mean, they fly to the ball. You're not going to see a lot of stunning. You're not going to see a lot of stemming before the ball snap. You're going to see some solid base defense with some great pursuit and even better individual to group tackling.
31 carries, 141, 49 yards last year for Bryant Williams. The Greyhounds had 191 on the yard against this stout defense. Did I say on the guard or on the ground? Should have been on the ground if I said on the guard. 16 yards passing, 207 yards of total offense. It will take something bigger tonight if the Greyhounds want to stay in this ballgame and give themselves a chance to win at the end.
Yeah, and so it's, again, play within yourselves and control the ball, control the clock.
DeAndre Jones and Owen Baker back deep to receive the kickoff from number 33. You can fill in those blanks, John, if you want. Kicking off for North Scott again from left to right, and we are underway in week six, 4-1 against 3-2. And that kick's going to travel into the end zone for the automatic touchback. And the Greyhounds will start this drive, their first of the night and the first of the game, at their own 25-yard line.
It'll be interesting. North Scott is basically a 4-2 defense. It would be interesting to see at times if they slide into a five-man front, especially since they are going to make Gabe Robinson win the game through the air. So, and as on cue, they will be into a five-man front.
And check that, they're going to start at the 20. I got my college rules mixed up. Robinson under center. Noah Nixon replacing Nolan Simpson at fullback. He gets the carry on the first play from scrimmage. He's got maybe a yard to the 21. It'll be second and long.
Tom Ohl, one of the leading guys on that massive Lancer group tackle there. And I'm going to tell you, this is one of the biggest defensive fronts that I've seen as you look at these guys. Dave Borcher, 6'3", Dawson Riggins, 6'3", Nate Schneckloth, 6'5".
So second down and nine after the one-yard plunge by Nixon. Dotting the I is Caden the Missile Shizzle. Inside handoff once again to Nixon, pushing the pile off the right side. He's got the 25, so a gain of about four, maybe a little more. Not much. It'll be third down along four, short five.
A lot of this is just similar to wedge blocking and making sure you stay hip to hip so there is no penetration. And Noah Nixon just staying right behind the All-Stater, Julian Perez Hall, churning out some yards.
Give him a gain of five on second down, so it's third down and four from the 26. Would it be important to move the chains at least once if you're the Burlington Greyhounds? Robinson, again, a handoff inside to Nixon, and he's got some running room as he's able to squeeze between a couple of offensive linemen across the 30. He'll move the chains as they give him the 33. That is a gain of seven and a first down for Burlington.
Nice little short trap there for the Greyhounds. Cole Jennings, the 5'10", 155-pound corner, making the tackle. And that's what you want to see offensively for the Greyhounds. You want to see the North Scott Lancers defensive backfield making the tackles. You do not want to see those linebackers getting in and getting their stats piled up.
Something to keep an eye on as well. Play clock at 15, but Burlington in no hurry to get to the line of scrimmage. They want to run as much off the clock as they can when they have the football. Robinson turns, hands it to Schizel off the left side, across the 35, dives toward the 40. He's going to get to about the 38. Actually, it'll give him the 37. It'll be a gain of 4. It'll be 2nd and 6.
You know, practicing on field turf and then getting on to natural turf are two different things. Caden did a nice job of sticking his left foot in the ground and getting vertical until number 12, Colin Albrecht, the 6'170" junior, able to make the tackle.
Pick up a 5 on first down, so 2nd and 5 at the 38. I formation, offset I actually. Give to Schizel again, left side, got hit at the point of attack, but able to spin out of that initial contact and get across the 40 to the 41 for a gain of 3, 3rd and short upcoming for the Greyhounds.
Nah, nice play call by the Greyhounds, doing a little weak side off tackle work. And again, you've got Cole Jennings, the cornerback for the Lancers, making the tackle. That is good news for the Greyhounds as they continue to move the chains and keep the ball in their possession and, most importantly, keep the clock ticking.
They are, as they say, staying on schedule. If you can average 3.5 per, you're going to be able to move the chains. 3rd and 2. Nixon again, right up the gut. Dives toward the 35, going to be marked just short, but they'll move the chains again to the 34. First down, Burlington, after the pickup of 3.
You know, the offensive line, Scott, again, shout out to Charlie Walsh and Adam Glasgow for their work. And just staying behind the anchor that is Julian Perez Hall, John Chulko going to short, Xavion Baker, and Trent Hoffman, along with the tight ends, Solomon Cordero, Alex Fawcett.
Robinson under center on 1st and 10. He'll keep it, trying to follow Nixon around the right edge, and he's swallowed up and dropped. A loss back inside the 45-yard line. A loss of 1. And it's a designed run, so it's not a sack. And there is a Lancer down on the field. That's number 27.
Yeah, that's number 27, as you mentioned, Tom Ohl, the 6-foot, 180-pound linebacker for the Lancers. You hate to see that. On the other side of that, David Borchers on the tackle for the Lancers, a 6'3", 280-pound senior for them. You got to find a way to keep him from penetrating too deep because those levers are too long, and he'll be able to make those tackles deep in the backfield if we're not careful.
So while they tend to owe, we will step away for a minute. Greyhounds are on the move. They've had 2 first downs and face a 2nd and 11 when we come back. No score, opening drive of the game. Burlington has the football. 8.5 minutes remaining, first quarter. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Did you know the All-Star Made Right Diner serves more than just their delicious Made Rights? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast. With a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods, breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Made Right Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Made Right Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Back here at Lancer Stadium, where Noah Nixon gets it again, right up the gut again. This time he gains 4 across the 45 to the 47. So it'll be 3rd down and 7 for the Greyhounds as they have amassed 27 yards on this opening drive, 3.4 per carry. So they got to pick it up just a little bit. They got to get 7 here at least in order to maintain possession. Nixon once again right up the gut. Midfield, nothing more. He's going to be 4 yards short. It'll be 4th down and 4. We'll see what Jim Kreckel does.
Being right at the 50, and with a punter, Xavion Baker, who hasn't punted hardly at all this year, and, of course, with Burlington only having punted 3 or 4 times this season, this is could be a 2-down situation. I mean, a go for the Greyhounds, and you know they like to call that no play often here, and they may just continue to milk this clock down for as long as it can.
Derek Duncan checks into the huddle with 12 seconds on the play clock. Play clock now at 6, 5. They hustle to the line of scrimmage near the Greyhounds. Play clock at 2. Robinson under center. Midfield, 4th and 4. Shizzle off the left side. Hit behind the line of scrimmage. Lost one. It'll be a turnover on downs to Norris Scott at the Burlington 49.
Talk about Borchers again on the stop. And what he's doing is he's just taking a step to the backside gap. And he's so quick at getting down the line of scrimmage. And with those levers, he's able to get you from behind. So a turnover on downs. Lancer ball here on the Greyhound 49. So
the Greyhounds did take up 5 minutes and 6 seconds on the clock. So in comes the North Scott offense, led by number one Kyler Girardi. The quarterback, very effective. We'll get to some stats here in a minute. From the pistol with three wide receivers to the left side. He claps his hands, hands it to his tailback right off the left side. 35-30. He's going to outrun everybody into the end zone. 49-yard touchdown run. And I believe that's Dylan Marty.
Yeah, Scott, that was just a straight dive. No special blocking. And he just got to the second level extremely fast. And this could be the beginning of a long night unless we make some adjustments to try to stop that kind of action.
And eerily, that is how the game started for the sophomores. North Scott's first play from scrimmage offensively after Burlington had to give it up on downs. They took it to the house on the first play.
Legal procedure here on the Lancers, number 73, Mason Pike, 6'1", 220-pounder offensive lineman. Stepped into the gap just a little too soon before the ball was snapped. So the ball will be back 5, and the Lancers will try their extra point again.
And to try the extra point, who is number 33, did you say, John?
33-73, Mason Pike.
So that's sitting, no, that's a 3, 33.
The guard next to the center.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out who the kicker is.
Oh.
Low snap, picked up, can't get the kick away, and the holder is tackled. That's number 24, who just all he could do was hold on to the football while he got swallowed up by three Greyhounds. But the Lancers strike first. A 49-yard touchdown run by Dylan Marti makes it 6-0 with 6:50 remaining in the first quarter, back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
Liam,
is your business growing, requiring expansion or additions? Are you looking to purchase investment real estate? If the answer is yes, I'd like to speak with you. I'm Max Mercer, commercial loan officer at Danville State Savings Bank. If you want to partner in banking, call me today to schedule a meeting. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC.
Back here at Lancer Stadium, we're North Scott. Dylan Marty scores from 49 yards out, and it's 6-0. Fortunately for the Greyhounds, the extra point no good. That is something that Burlington may have an advantage in tonight, in that they are 17 for 19 on extra points coming into tonight's ball game.
Liam Riggin getting set to kick off for the Lancers. Owen Baker, Teodre Jones deep for the Greyhounds. You know, their special teams are pretty good too, Scott. Never know what type of kick. I know he went end zone last time. This could be a squib.
So Regan kicks it away. It's a high kick. Going to be taken by Baker at about the 15 across the 20. And he kind of stutter steps his way up near the 25. We'll see where the far side official places it. I believe she does give him the 25-yard line. So the Greyhounds will start, nope, make it the 24. So it'll be first down and 10, Burlington from their own 24.
So the Greyhounds have got to find an answer for Borchers, and they may have to go to the air sooner than you would want them to, Scott.
So the Greyhounds need to find a way again to maintain ball control, but they've got to find now a way to put points on the board. First and 10 from their own 24. The Greyhounds with the football. Offset eye with Nixon and Shizzle. Shizzle dots that eye. The crooked eye. Robinson, play action fake. Going to roll right. Throws right. Throws it out of bounds. intended receiver, I believe, was Derek Duncan. He was the only receiver in the area. It goes incomplete. It'll be second down.
Wrinkle on that was they sent Alex Fawcett wide left to kind of open up the box a little bit to give Gabe a chance to get out and set his feet and throw.
So the first pass play of the night after 10 runs on the first drive. Grams were able to pick up 29 yards on that opening drive before they stalled at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, and a stop clock and playing from essentially behind the chain, Scott, right now is going to be a tall task for the Greyhounds.
Second down and 10 from the 24. Robinson with a tie-dye gives it to Shizzle. Trying to get the left corner. He does. Plants his foot, turns upfield. He's got the 30, maybe a little bit more. We'll see where they give him. Either way, a gain of at least six. It'll be third down and imaginable 4 yards or so.
The Lancers, Adam Link on the stop there. And nice job by Caden to accelerate to the corner. Knows that when he gets the numbers, he's got to plant his feet and get some north-south in him.
Given the 30. So it'll be third down and four. The Grounds need to get it past the 34 to keep this possession alive. Duncan will check out. And checking in is Moise Cordero. Robinson turns, hands it to Shizzle, this time off the right side. Trying to find his way. I think he got about 3 to the 33. Still going to be short of the first down by about a yard.
Yeah, much better job on Bowlers there. It's just a good job by the Lancer defense at the point of attack. And I would think here, Scott, that you would want to have Coach Krekel kick the ball here. But as he is a gambling man, in comes Owen Baker.
It was going to be fourth down and a long one. Make that a long two. Ball resting between the 32 and the 33. So it'll be a long two. Tie-dye formation one more time. Robinson gives it to Nixon. He's got the first down as he just plows his way across the 35 to the 36. We're going to call that a gain of four and a first down for the Greyhounds.
You know, Scott, that's been their best play so far early on in this game. And, you know, you continue to get 3 yards at a pop, you're going to continue to move chains. So maybe you don't get away from that for a while. You just go ahead and keep hammering it inside until some of these flanker guys decide that they want to get in and get a piece of the action too, and then pop outside.
Seven carries, 28 yards for Nixon, 6 for 14 for Shizzle. First down and 10 from the Greyhound 36. Robinson fakes the counter to Shizzle, rolls right, flushed out of the pocket right, throws deep down the right sideline over the head of Owen Baker, falls incomplete. Baker had cut his route off at about the 40. Ball went over his head by about 5 yards, incomplete. It'll be second down.
Got to give Gabe a little bit of props there. Nice job of evading the rush of J.J. Peterson to be able to at least turn the corner and get downhill, but try to get his feet set for that throw.
So second down and 10. Once again, the ground's unfortunately behind the chains, if you will. Got to pick up about six here to get back on schedule.
You know, and they did it the last set of series downs here. Just ran Noah Nixon on a trap and then just another Noah Nixon pile drive.
Robinson, bootlegs left, going to tuck it and keep it himself. Gets to the 38, nothing more. That's a gain of two. It'll be third and long.
Again, this Lancer team does a great job of securing the tackle and moving their feet on that. That's number 20 for the Lancers. That's Adam Link and number 23, Seth Medden on the tackle for the Grant. No, check that. That's number 22, Cole Jennings on the tackle for the Lancers. So a long third and eight here for the Greyhounds, something they need to get taken care of if they continue to want to be in this ballgame.
Third down and eight. Robinson going to throw, and a helmet came off, and now a whistle.
See, that should be a flag, too.
Robinson gets hit well after the whistle. Xavion Baker's helmet flew off. That draws an immediate whistle, and Robinson, enrolling right, was then hit well after that initial whistle and driven to the turf, but I guess that doesn't warrant a penalty because he's not in a white jersey wearing number seven.
So Solomon Cordero, not quite sure where to line up, was moving before the snap. And then you had number 75 for the Lancers, just Nate Schneckloth just take care of Xavion, and Xavion's helmet came off. So in comes Caleb Zog to replace Xavion just for this play. That's Iowa High School athletic rules.
And I say that because you know as well as I do, had Nolan Simpson, for example, followed through and done that, the flag would have come out and thrown 30 feet in the air.
Right. But again, when you have, you know, a target on your back, like sometimes that we do, those things happen.
Third and 13, bootleg for Robinson around the right side, pitches it late to Shizzle, and Shizzle hit back at the 35-yard line. That's going to be a gain of just two. So it'll be fourth down and 11, and I would imagine even the riverboatest of gamblers doesn't go for it on third and, or fourth and 11, rather.
No, there's not a whole lot in the playbook in this offense that gets you a fourth and 11 here. Seth Madden on the stop for the Greyhounds. Nice job of playing assignment defense in this option. So DeAndre Jones steps in to punt in place of Nolan Simpson.
I'll get you those numbers. The return men, number 22.
Cole Jennings.
And number 15.
That would be Peyton Yadoff.
Jones steps into it. Yadoff from the 34 up the far sideline. 40, 45. Stutter steps at midfield. Still on his feet. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown. 66-yard punt return for Mr. Yadoff.
You get a sense of hangriness out of this late Lancer team, don't you, Scott? They want to send a very impactful statement. So we have to find a way to kind of get out of our cobwebs of the bus ride and homecoming hangover or whatever it might be, and we've got to find a way to stop a very powerful Lancer offense and special teams unit.
So we gave it to Yadoff, but he said Colton Voss.
So they have marked him out of bounds.
Oh.
At the Greyhound.
Well, hey, caught a break.
I'm going to give props to that side judge over there. She did a tremendous job. man, we just saw Yadoff just going down, and I didn't see anybody indicate anybody was out of bounds. So
they mark him out at the 37-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 Lancers. Still just 6-0, 2:43 remaining in the first quarter. Girardi checking out the defense, two left, two right. Claps his hands, turns, hands it off to his tailback, Marty. And Marty hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped this time for a loss of three back to the 40.
Trent Huffman filling in at that Mike Backer spot for Nolan Simpson. Did a nice job of reading the open window and making the tackle. Nice job of getting the Lancers behind the chains themselves here on second and long.
So second and 13 from the 40. Girardi going to throw. Looking deep down the middle. Has a man at the 20. 10. Stumbles inside the 10. And that is number 8, I thought.
Yep. You got it right. That's August.
No, that's number 3. I'm sorry. That's Drew Kilberg. Kilberg from the 40 down to the 7, so a gain of 33, and North Scott has entered the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone. First down and goal from the 7. Give to the tailback, and he just takes it into the end zone virtually untouched. That's Marty again, a touchdown from 7 yards out, and it's 12 to nothing.
You would assume here, Scott, that the Lancers will go ahead and go for 2. Nope, kicker's coming in. Here comes Riggin to kick for the Lancers. Just an explosive offense. Those guys up front are just dealing on those defensive linemen for the Greyhounds.
Riggin to try the extra point to make it 13 to nothing. Snap is low, but pulled up this time, and the kick is up and splits. Oh, no, he pushed it right. He pushed it right. I thought he split it. So with 1:40 remaining, the only thing that's gone wrong in this first quarter for North Scott is place kicking. 12-0. Lancers on top of the grounds. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar.
So you're saying there's a chance.
For your favorite food and drink during football season.
each Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown Westboro. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
Life happens, and when it does, sometimes that means time to change your home. Growing families, empty nest, and everything in between can mean time for more space, downsizing, and renovating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank, and I want to help you with a mortgage or home equity loan. Together with your good credit, we can make sure your home fits with your life. Call me today so we can chat about what you need. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regan has it back up on the tee. 1:40 remaining in the first quarter, and the Grants, for the first time this year, I just realized, did not score first. We'll see what they can do on their third drive of the night as the kick again carries into the end zone as Baker lets it hit about the one and take the forward roll into the end zone. So the Grants will start this drive at their own 20, and they need to put something together that results in some sort of points.
And, Scott, I hate to pour salt on the wound, but sitting on the Greyhound bench is number 16, senior captain Alex Fawcett. Seems to be looking at the rib cage right now, and that's kind of the way I feel that the Greyhound team is at. They've kind of been punched in the ribs and in the gut here, and they've kind of lost their breath. They've kind of found a way to regather themselves and establish something as much defensively as they're doing offensively. So,
and now that Fawcett, Moise Cordero has to check in late, realizing Fawcett's not in there. Robinson turns and hands it to Shizzle. Shizzle very careful with the football, two hands over it, but didn't get any speed going downhill. Stopped for no gain.
No, and that, you know, Solomon hasn't played a lot. You're
saying
of
Moise?
Moise hasn't played a lot at tight end through the year, and you just have to. But that was Carter Reigens, the 6'4", 200-pound senior defensive end on the stop. So Coach Krekel and Gabe just trying to find a way to dial up anything right now for the Greyhounds so that they can get back on schedule.
It is Solomon, by the way. So you're...
So we are tied.
I'm used
now.
To Moise.
So we are tied.
And baseball, yes. Second and 10 from the 20. Turning a handoff to Nixon. He's got four, maybe five, as he makes a late dive to the 25-yard line. As I've said before, now third and a more manageable five for this run-first offense.
Luke Belkin, the junior tight end and linebacker at 5'10", 185 pounds on the stop for the Lancers, but a manageable third down. But really, Scott, all we've been able to do has been in between the tackles. And so it's a good way to stay there. I would not think that any misdirection would work. They're just too strong of a base defense to follow for any of those kinds of misdirections.
Third and a long five, or long four, rather. Tight eye formation. Again, a quick hitter to Nixon, and the pile moves forward, but a flag comes in thrown by the umpire, so I can only imagine that somebody in a white shirt was seen to be holding.
Yeah, and that was thrown pretty early, so pretty quick in the action.
Umpire and the white hat are talking things over. The referee looks toward the far sideline in the press box.
Could it be a face mask?
Interesting. So yeah. It'd be a gain of...
We'll take those actions.
Be a gain of three on the play for Nixon. And then 5 yards additionally on the face mask penalty, which will take it up to the 33-yard line and probably do it for the first quarter as we... are at 8.5 seconds remaining.
Been a very fast first quarter, Scott. Lots of action.
Well, the Grounds are actually going to take advantage of the win one final play. Nixon again gets hit in the line of scrimmage, bounces it outside, nothing doing as he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage at about the 32. They may give him the line of scrimmage as forward progress, and they will. So they'll spot it at the 33. No, they'll spot it at the 32. So a loss of one will do it for quarter number one. We've put 12 in the books. We've got 36 to go. It's been all North Scott all the time. 12-0, your score after one. Burlington football when we come back. You're listening to Greyhound Football on KBUR.
The summer is ending and the crisp fall air is on its way. Winter weather will sneak in before we know it. How's your vehicle? Will it be reliable and safe this winter? Have you been saying for the last few winters that next year you'll have four-wheel or all-wheel drive? I'm Brady with the Danville State Savings Bank, and I can help you get the vehicle you want and need with approved financing through us. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here ready to start quarter number two. And by the way, they only have 10 minutes on the clock. I hope somebody notices that.
We're back to 12.
There we go.
We're back to 12.
Grounds, 55 yards of total offense on 21 plays. North Scott, 86 yards on four. So it's been all North Scott tonight so far. Robinson, bootleg right side, turns it upfield, keeps it himself across the 40.
Really
nice
read.
Pickup on second down to the 42. Looks like they'll give him 9 on the carry to be 3rd and 1.
Really good read by Gabe right there. Brought down on the play by Aiden Carey, 5'8", 155-pound linebacker. So nice job. The formation of going out in the trips caused a little bit of confusion about breaking the box for the Lancers. With this kind of a veer offense, you don't want to break your box so that you have a little more space for the offense.
3rd down and 1 from the 42. Grounds trying to find a way to move the chains to hold on to the football. Nixon has the 1st down up to the 45, a gain of 4. And just a quick hitter, a little 4-back dive. 4 more yards for Noah Nixon, who now has 40 yards on 11 carries and another Greyhound 1st down.
You know, I'm going to... Jackson McAllister, 6 foot 215. Dawson Riggins, 6'3", 265. And then we talked about Borchers earlier. I mean, those guys are tall. And Julian Perez Hall, I mean, they're running right into the teeth of that leverage. And that's been a great job by not just Julian, but, of course, Savion, we said, on the left side as the guard, and then John Chulka, the right guard as well. So, you know, be patient. With 12 points, anything can happen.
1st and 10, play clock inside of 5 seconds. Robinson turns, gives it to Shizzle. Can't get outside, so he turns it upfield just around the end. And he's got three or four. We'll see where they give him. Near side has him at the 49, far side at the 48. Let's see where they put the football. They'll put it at the 49, a gain of 4 for Caden.
Isaac Foster, cornerback for the Lancers on the stop. Good 1st down play. Again, don't be in a hurry. Use the play clock as much as you can. I would have the kickers ready to go at any time because it may come down to a kick late in the game.
2nd down and 6 at the ground, 49, trying to get into Lancer territory for the first time tonight. Robinson, quick hitter to Nixon. He does it. Gain of 2 to the Lancer, 49. It'll be 3rd and 4.
Alex Fawcett remains on the sideline now with his helmet off. It doesn't look good, ladies and gentlemen. He seems to, I don't think it's a head injury. I really truly think it's something within his ribs. Kyle Peterson, trainer for the Greyhounds, just making sure and monitoring progress right now.
3rd down and 4 at the Lancer 49. First time either team has been in Lancer territory, honestly. Shizzle. Trying to get the left side. Turns the corner. He does. His speed gets him there. He's got a 1st down. He's diving toward the 40. We'll see where they spot him. But a nice run. A chain mover for Caden Shizzle. We'll take it to the 41-yard line. A pickup of 8.
Really a great job by Caden. Does a nice job of bubbling out just enough outside the numbers so he can kind of make that turn like you do in track when you're running a 200 or 400. Got to get a little lean and you got to accelerate. And he did that. Gave the Greyhounds a 1st down.
Owen Baker checks in, I should say. Replacing Phil Phillips. They'll go to the wing back to the left side. Tie-dye formation. What I mean by that is Noah Nixon 2 yards behind Gabe Robinson. Turn handoff to Nixon. He's got yardage inside the 40 to the 39, a gain of 2.
And ladies and gentlemen, I would love to tell you who's making tackles, but the pile is so big you just can't tell from where we're at, which means that's a great job by the Greyhound offensive line because they just are making a pile and moving it and letting Noah moving forward.
8:18 and counting. First half, North Scott on the power of 2 Dylan Marty touchdowns, one from 49, one from 7. They lead 12 to nothing. Robinson on 2nd and 8 from the 39. We got away with a jump a little early, and now they're going to call it. It'll be a gain of 3 if it stands, but the far side official now is calling illegal procedure. Should have stopped the play in the beginning.
Yeah, Xavier's just like a half a count. I like the fact that he's that quick, but he's just a little too quick, and he's been consistent in the last two games of just getting off just a little bit too quick for the Greyhounds. So behind the chains again, off schedule, we've got to find something to get us back here.
So the 5-yard mark off, we'll take it back to the 44 and make it 2nd down and 13. Inside of 8 minutes remaining in the first half. Robinson, tie-dye behind him. Turns, play action fake. He's going to throw it. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolls right, rolls right, rolls right. Finally gets away or gets rid of it to Owen Baker. Baker to the 35. Not if they don't call it, John. That's a pickup of 8.
Boy, they just grabbed right inside the in. Not even a face mask, just inside the helmet. Owen's got to take his hat off. Nice job of coming back and using his hands to make the catch. Great job by Gabe to get out. Now, if you're hearing anything through the headphones, it is the coaching staff saying that he should have thrown it earlier, and I don't disagree with that, but sometimes you got an athlete like Gabe and you can make a bad play into a pretty good one.
And he threw the football just before he ran out of bounds. So it'll be 3rd down and 4 at the Lancer 35. Deepest penetration for the Burlington Greyhounds tonight. Here's Sizzle trying to get around the left side, hit behind the line of scrimmage and drop for a 3-yard loss back to the 38.
Yeah, I can't see the number clearly.
59.
So that was Carter Riggins for the Lancers on the stop. Really just came unblocked as they were trying to read that, and I just a great design by the defense for the Lancers to get that stop.
4th down and 6 as they spot it at the 37-yard line. Play clock at 15. Jim Krekel may be letting this clock run all the way down, and then he's going to take a timeout right before the play clock expires so he can have some time to think about things, and that appears exactly what he will do. So while they take a timeout, we will step away as well. He wants 60. We'll take it all. 6:02 remaining first half. North Scott 12, Burlington nothing. Back in 1 minute on KBUR. All right, so we'll keep it right here.
That was a fast commercial.
That was a fast commercial. It was so fast, I didn't even hear him talk.
I know. That's new advertising.
So that break brought to you by Silence.
Yes. So we told you that tonight was going to be a very physical game, and right now just looking at some body language, some of our guys who go both ways, they're holding some sides, they're rubbing on their thighs, they're rolling their necks. These guys, these Lancers have always been very physical throughout their career. But boy, we need to be able to make sure we keep things tight here. We haven't run a no play. It's been a while. So we'll see what happens. Deandre Jones enters the fray
so
here.
They're
going
to kick it away.
Yeah.
So Deandre going to boot it away. He'll stand at the Lancer 47, unless it's some sort of fake, and we don't know because we haven't seen the Greyhounds punt a ton tonight, but maybe they're trying to Torrey Taylor it, flip this field, and make North Scott go a little bit farther. High snap pulled down, and Deandre kicks it to the far side of the field straight out of bounds.
You know, when you're trying to tell a young kid who doesn't punt a lot to kick to the corner It just changes your approach. And that's just a classic example. It's a, what was that, a 4-yard punt,
that was
Scott?
A 2-yard punt to the 35.
So, and I'm sure Tiadre's kicking himself. That's the last thing he wanted to have happen. But that's a break that you have when you're trying to play from behind. So the Lancers come out, take over. 6 minutes to go. We got to find a way to get a 3-and-out. Or get the ball back here quickly and just kind of really give ourselves a chance to catch our breath, as we talked about earlier.
Girardi, flanked to the left by his running back, Marty. Girardi going to throw, but he's going to be hit and dropped.
Phillips, nice job, along with, who is that running? Is that Owen? Did he come around from there? No, that's number 20. That's Duncan.
Derek Duncan.
Yeah, nice job, Derek, on the pressure from that backside. So this really puts the Lancers in a world of hurt.
9-yard loss on the play, so it'll be second down and 19. Girardi with trips to the left side, fakes it to his running back. He'll keep it. Around the right side, pursued by Duncan, stutter steps before he goes out of bounds. Comes back in the field of play and able to dive across the 40 to the 42. And that loss is going to be gained and more as he picks up 17. It'll be third down and 3.
You want this guy to beat you with his arm and not his leg. Austin Loper coming in from the fray to make the tackle.
So third and 3 from the 42. Girardi claps his hands, and then everybody looks toward the sidelines to get the play. Marty behind him about 3 yards deep. Two left, two right. Girardi fakes it, keeps it on the RPO. Still on his feet at midfield. Spun down at the Greyhound 46-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of 8 plus 4. Make it 5. So that's a pickup of 13 and a first down for North Scott.
And we'll have a timeout on the field. We've got a Greyhound who's down.
That's DeAndre Jones, number 6.
And we are too thin in the defensive. Well, we're too thin anywhere, Scott, to have a player be out for too long. Alex Fawcett still working on some things on the sideline.
So they tend to DeAndre. We'll step away. 12-0 your score, 4:37 remaining in the first half. North Scott on top of Burlington. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Is your business growing, requiring expansion, or additions? Are you looking to purchase investment real estate? If the answer is yes, I'd like to speak with you. I'm Max Mercer, Commercial Loan Officer at Danville State Savings Bank. If you want to partner in banking, call me today to schedule a meeting. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC.
Back here at Lancer Stadium, and North Scott leads 12-0. They've only accumulated 106 yards of total offense, but as you said, they've had short fields, John, and they are just very explosive, much more explosive than Burlington has been at any point tonight.
Yeah, and much more explosive than you would have given them credit for on film. And, you know, Girardi is the real deal. We talked last week with Clinton's quarterback. Girardi, I would say, is a better version of Benny than we as at the quarterback. He just runs with an intensity that really, well, it put Tiadre out of the game.
First and 10 at the Greyhound, 45. Girardi checking things out. He's got two left, two right. Marty out of the backfield, also running down. He shoots it down between the hashes for Marty, who makes the catch inside the 20. Emphatically makes the first down signal, and they'll give him a pickup down to the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 30 make that 32 as they spotted at the 13 as North Scott once again enters the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage Red Zone. Here's a give to Marty on first down. He's hit inside the 10 after a gain of about 5.
Trent Hoffman on the stop right there. You know, on that pass, Scott, Derek Duncan just got caught being flat-footed, and Marty just ran right by him. And you want Girardi to throw the ball, but, man, Marty went up and made a nice catch on that play.
Girardi on second and 5 after the 5-yard run by Marty. Fakes the pitch to Marty, keeps it, gets inside the 5, dives to about the 3. Give him a gain of 5. It'll be first and goal at the 3-yard line.
Huffman again on the tackle for the Greyhounds, and that's the guy who's had to step in, and he's done a nice job filling in for Nolan Simpson, but we got to find a way to get a shutdown here on the goal line.
Girardi fakes it to Marty again, plants his left foot, tries to dive in the end zone, drags Owen Baker with him, and they give him a touchdown, a 3-yard touchdown run for Kyler Girardi, and it's 18-0.
Scott, will they go for 2? Or do they feel like they're in control enough? Nope, they are going to go line up for 2. Here they are.
So a 3-yard touchdown run for Girardi. Makes it 18-0, and you're absolutely right. They will go for 2. Girardi from the shotgun. He will shovel pass it to number 2, John, but
right,
come up short of the 2-point conversion. Who is number 2, my friend?
Number 2 for the Lancers is A.J. Peterson. Was not able to get in. Scott, we are 8-for-8 on stopping 2-point conversions. So, you know, I'm just trying to get anything positive for us, and hopefully we can get some things turned around here when we set up for our kick return.
So the key play on that drive, a 32-yard completion from Kyler Girardi to Dylan Marty. And North Scott on top by 3 scores now just before halftime, and they will get the ball to start the second half as well. So of utmost importance for the Greyhounds is to keep the ball this final 3:13.
Yeah, we do not want to give them the New England Patriot way score and ball at the half. Good news, Greyhound fans, Adam Fawcett has his helmet on. He's walking around. Kyle Peterson still kind of monitoring him. But he looks to be okay. They've been doing a little bit of work on that left leg, and I know that he's kind of been sitting down trying to catch his breath. We'll see if we get him back in the ballgame here. Maybe not to the second half.
Well, he's got his helmet on, but he looks like I do after 18 holes today. He's very walking very gingerly and now leaning on the trash.
He looks like you on any day.
Yeah.
So
thank you. So the kick is up, and it's going to travel into the end zone over the head of Owen Baker, and again the Greyhounds will get it at their own 20 after the touchback. 18-0 on the strength of 3 rushing scores, a 49-yard run by Dylan Marty with 6:50 remaining in the first quarter, a 7-yard run by Marty with 1:40 left in the first, and now Kyler Girardi's 3-yard run with just over 3 minutes left in the first half makes it 18-0. And the Greyhounds have not had to face this much this year. They trailed 21-6 at Washington in the opener. This is the largest deficit the Greyhounds have faced this year.
But, Scott, I got to, you know, again, I'm going to come back to these conversions. The score doesn't look extremely lopsided right now. We know that the pace of play is definitely within the Lancers' hands.
Gabe turns and hands it off to Nixon. Nothing doing. Stopped at the line of scrimmage by about 4 red shirts. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Yeah, those 4 red shirts were led by number 72, Boers, again. He's just so long, and they just have, you know, they don't know what to do with him. They double him. He still can find a way to stem out. They try to run away from him. He finds a way to run the tracks and track things down from behind. Quite an impressive player from that defensive line standpoint. And they move him around. They got him out here on the end right now. Has played in the nose position on different series as well.
2nd down and 10. Ball resting just outside the 20. Robinson again turns, quick hitter to Nixon. This time he drags a couple of red shirts with him across the 25. They'll give him the 27. That's a gain of 7. That makes it 3rd and 3 and a chance for the Greyhounds to move the chains.
You know, just as I was talking about Boers, Trent Hoffman comes and just on the long trap drops him where he stands. So he can be beat. Somehow he can take the hits and be beat. So nice job by Trent. Got to give ourselves a chance here. And if nothing else, just eat up the clock so they don't get a chance to get the ball at all. And if they do, not with much time.
Inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first half. 18-0, North Scott on top. Robinson on 3rd and 3. Looks to his left, looks to his right. Turns, hands it to Nixon again. Noah, you do the dirty work. He does. He gets it across the 30. Call it the 33. Another nice pickup, this time of 6. And it'll be 1st down and 10 as the Greyhounds move the chains.
Man, just a great job. You're talking about those three guys inside. You're talking about Chuka, Baker, and Perez Hall. And they're just doing a great job of down kick, down, down, double, double kick, whatever it needs to do. And Noah just does a really nice job of being consistent. He's not going to break away. But, man, he gives you 3 to 4 yards every time, especially when you need it.
Averaging 3.6.
And his feet keep moving, even after contact.
16 carries, 57 yards for the big fullback. 1st and 10 from the 43. Robinson turns and hands it to Shizzle, and not much doing for Caden tonight. That's his 12th carry, and no gain on the play for just 27 yards.
Scott, there was a mix up there. They had Huffman pulling back towards the Greyhound sideline while Shizzle was going towards the Lancer sideline. So there might have been a mix-up in a play call, something that somebody didn't hear. Lancers take a timeout trying to get a chance to get the ball back before half.
So they'll take a minute. Let's take half of that. 18-0, North Scott on top of Burlington. 57 seconds remaining in the second quarter, back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
Also looking at Alex's hand.
Did you know the All-Star Made Right Diner serves more than just their delicious made rights? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast with a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods. Breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Made Right Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Made Right Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Back here at North Scott, where the Greyhounds have 2nd down and 10 coming out of a timeout called by North Scott. 2nd down and 10 at the 33 of Burlington. Final minute of the second quarter. Shizzle trying to get around the right side. Finally gets some room on the edge, but then he stood up again. Good closing speed by the back four especially. That's a gain of 4 to the 37-yard line and another timeout called by the Lancers.
That back four led by number 23, Seth Madden, on the play. This is where I would tell Kate to go ahead and just run to the corner. Stay in bounds. You want to do all that you can. Stay in bounds, obviously, with the situation in hand. But we just get into a habit of trying to make that stop, and then sometimes we just run in the flow. I just think if we just try to outrun it, gives us a chance a little bit better than
kind of like
to make
a surfer.
Yeah, ride the wave.
Ride the wave, trying to outrun the pipe.
Yep.
Don't want to cut back into the pipe because you're just going to get overwhelmed.
Yep, you are. So it'll be interesting to see if North Scott chooses to take their 3rd and final timeout if they stop them short here, because then they're going to have to run on a 2-minute drill. Obviously, they've been efficient with their offensive plays, but it doesn't leave you with a whole lot of time.
Yeah, 11 plays right now for North Scott only, but for 151 yards. Burlington has run 34 plays for 107. So 3rd down and 6 for the Greyhounds from the 37-yard line. Would be nice to get a first down just to make sure North Scott can't take that last timeout. Shizzle. Right side, turns upfield across the 40 to the 42. He's a yard short, and on North Scott will take that final timeout.
Well, I've got to tell you what I would do if I were Jim Krekel. You know you're pretty solid to get 2 to 3 yards with Noah Nixon. You know, so at least at least kind of line up and see what they do in terms of their lineup. And then we can burn a timeout if we want to. But seriously, we are that close that we can get a Gabe Robinson push me, pull you, like we've seen before this season, and get ourselves a first down, and then they don't have a chance to get the ball this quarter, and then maybe find a way to see and check on some of these injuries and get ready to fight another half here. So, obviously we do not want it. We're going to be down a punter. Xavion's probably going to have to punt if they kick it. But we just, it's a frustrating thing. This is a perennial playoff team, and if you want to be this good, you got to find a way to beat these guys as well. So,
fourth down and one, ball resting at the 42-yard line. 46 and a half seconds remaining before halftime. And I agree. Turn and give it to Noah Nixon. He's found a way to get 3 feet pretty much throughout. He's pretty tight, though. I bet he's going to push Gabe. Gabe with the keeper, and he is going to get pushed by Noah Nixon. And he's got yardage up to the 46. It's a gain of 4, and that will pretty much do it for the first half, I would guess. I can't imagine.
They'll probably have run one more play.
One more play. Yeah, they will, because there is a 7-second difference between game clock and play clock.
It is wonderful to see the North Scott sideline coaching staff be upset when we get the first down, because they really thought they were going to have a chance. Great job by the Greyhound offensive front to get this first down to secure the first half for us.
Robinson on the final play of the first half from the 46. Turns and gives it to Shizzle. Trying to get around the edge, left side, and he's going to be dropped. Gain of 1 maybe to the 47, and that's how the final play of the first half will end. So Caden Shizzle gains, we'll give him 2 officially, but that'll do it for the opening 24. Halftime here at Lancer Stadium. It is homecoming, so we will take a little bit longer than normal so John and I can find some scores from around the state. Perhaps we didn't even get to that tonight, the scores from around the area and scores from around the state. We'll see what we can come up with, but Chris Arnett and I talked earlier tonight. We said we would take 7 minutes because it is homecoming, and so we'd have a little more time. 18-0, your halftime score. 3 touchdown runs, 2 by Dylan Marty and 1 by Kyler Girardi from the quarterback position, make it 18-0 in favor of North Scott. They have been pretty overwhelming, especially on the offensive side of the ball tonight, whereas Burlington has been pretty methodical, as they typically are, but something's got to give tonight if Burlington wants to get back in this ballgame trailing by 3 scores. Back in 7 minutes, we'll get back here for the Case Spine Community Credit Union Halftime Show on KBUR.
Roberts Tire Center, your local tire and auto repair service expert in Burlington, offers area customers the latest in tires at the best prices. And the Robert Tire team proudly provides, giving all their customers professional service and superior results. The passion for a better tire buying experience helped them become the company they are today. Roberts Tire Center, your number one provider for tires and auto repair services for 42 years in Burlington and Southeast Iowa. Proud sponsor of local high school and college sports all season long.
Downgraded, but still dangerous. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Ian, now a post-tropical cyclone after slamming into South Carolina earlier today as a Category 1 hurricane, dumping heavy rain on the coast.
In downtown Charleston, we had a chance to drive around. There were 6 inches, a foot of water on many of the streets down there. Not something uncommon when there's a big storm. This is an area, a city that's used to that kind of flooding. And by the time around 6-7 o'clock, it had already begun to recede quite dramatically. There were a lot of people out on the streets checking for damage, picking up the palm fronds and the branches that had come down. There were quite a few power outages, though. Still right now, there are tens of thousands of people without power, so they're working to get that on and keeping an eye on some of those big gusty winds that still remain.
Fox's Molly Line in Charleston. Utility crews working to bring power back to thousands across Florida after Ian tore across the state Tuesday.
Right now, statewide, 85% of customers have power, and the main outages are, of course, in Lee and Charlotte counties have the most, as well as Hardy. But then you also have about half out in Collier. You have about half out in Sarasota.
Governor Ron DeSantis, at least 17 people have died in the storm. North Korea apparently continues testing its missile systems.
North Korea has fired at least two suspected missiles. The Japanese Defense Ministry reports the first missile reached an altitude of around 30 miles, traveling just under 250 miles. Officials say the second missile reached the same altitude but flew just over 200 miles. It's believed both landed in the Sea of Japan. It's the latest in a series of missile launches and the third this week in the wake of Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to South Korea.
Fox's Rich Dennison. President Biden has signed the short-term spending bill that will fund the government through December 16th. The measure passed the House earlier today. America is listening to Fox News.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, in every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, equality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
We're looking at clear skies tonight with a low of 45 degrees. This weekend, beautiful Saturday, sunny and a high of 71. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 46. And Sunday, sunny and a high of 72. Sunday night, mostly clear skies, a low of 48. Monday, sunny, a high of 71. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 71. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 74. Thursday, mostly sunny and cooler, and a high of 63.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. E-bikes continue to open doors to new riding opportunities. These electric pedal-assist bikes are incredibly fun. They pedal like a regular bike, but when the assist is turned on, it gently amplifies your effort, helping you uphills and keeping up with family. From recreational to hunting, many of our e-bikes at Bickles offer step-through, upright, and flat-footed frame designs, which are especially helpful if you have knee or hip issues. The sealed waterproof batteries, hydraulic disc brakes, and fenders also inspire more riding confidence and control, regardless of the weather conditions outdoors. As a local bike shop, service is our top priority. We are very mindful of providing bicycles from reliable brands. Many of our pedal assist e-bikes are powered by Bosch, which meets a high standard of quality, serviceability, and ease of use, allowing us to run diagnostics and provide firmware updates in-house. With an excellent selection and a quiet side street for test rides, we welcome you to try one today. Bickle Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
Hey, Mom, we're going on a bike ride.
Okay, sounds good. Got your helmets?
Sure do. Oh, and make sure to turn on your bike lights, Kimberly.
But it's sunny outside. You only need those at night.
Not these lights. Daytime visible bike lights are really important, as there are a lot of distractions on the road.
Have you seen flashing lights far away wondering, what is that? Only to get closer and be pleasantly surprised, coming upon a person, family, or group of friends riding bikes together? Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. Daytime flashing bike lights are one of the single best ways for any cyclist to make their presence known to motorists and other pedestrians. Our ultra-bright, all-weather headlights lights and taillights provide visibility not only at night, but help you stand out during the day when people are actually riding the most. And not all bike lights are created equal. While brightness is important, a true daytime running light is designed with specific focus, flash, and range to be seen from a meaningful distance.
For kids and adults alike, it's important to stand out when it matters most.
Bickle Cycling and Fitness.
In West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Come on, let's go.
Back here at Lancer Stadium, where North Scott leads Burlington 18-0. John and I sitting here trying to find some halftime scores to share with you on the Case Bank Community Credit Union halftime show. We didn't even get to games from around the area, John Flaherty. We got to the Zeiser's landscaping conditions of the game, and then we forgot to give you any games. So
lots of stuff going on, though, Scott.
We'll start with the Roberts Tire Center halftime stats. First for the Burlington Greyhounds, leading the way on the ground is Noah Nixon, 16 carries for 57 yards. Caden Sizzle, 15 for 38. And Gabe Robinson with a trio of keepers for 15. That's 34 carries, 110 yards. Robinson, 1 for 3 through the air for 8 yards. That completion went to Baker. 118 yards of total offense for the Greyhounds on 37 plays. For North Scott, it's been minimal but explosive when you look at what they've been able to do. Dylan Marty, only 4 carries, but 58 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kyler Girardi, 5 carries and 28 yards. The other touchdown, Girardi, 2 for 2 for 65 yards through the air. He's got one completion to Drew Kilberg for 33, and Marty, the other one, for 32. So Dylan Marty has 90 yards of total offense out of the total of 151 for North Scott that they've accumulated on just 11 plays. 151 yards, 11 plays, and that's how you get out to an 18-0 lead at the half. Dylan Marty, a 49-yard run on North Scott's first possession. Burlington had actually gotten the opening kickoff, took it all the way out to their own 49 before the drive would stall, and it only took one play for Marty to go 49 yards and score with 6:50 remaining and make it 6-0 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, after Burlington was forced to punt, Dylan Marty was set up by a 33-yard pass from Girardi to Kilborg to the Burlington 7, and Marty took it in from there to make it 12-0. Once again, the kick after touchdown, the point after touchdown, was no good. It sailed wide right, and so it was 12-0 with a minute 40 remaining in the first quarter. Things were pretty quiet until late in the second quarter when North Scott would again take over possession. A 32-yard pass from Girardi to Marty between the hashes. A nice pass right down the middle of the field. That was actually just something went down the wrong pipe, folks. From Girardi to Marty between the hashes, set North Scott up deep in Burlington territory, and Girardi would take it over a couple plays later from 3 yards out to make it 18-0.
He is working on his voice. That little scratch comes in and wants to eat him alive. He's getting a drink of water, ladies and gentlemen. Think he's back with you. I'm still digging for scores, so if you have scores from around the southeast Iowa area, give us a shout, send us a text, tweet it to us. We want to get you the information to everybody as we can.
We'll start with games around Class 4A District 3. Fort Madison on the road tonight at Clinton. Very well could be Clinton's homecoming, but Fort Madison right now doubling up the River Kings 14-7 as they play in the second quarter. Iowa City Liberty, as we expected tonight, on the road at Mount Pleasant. They are taking care of business in a big way, shutting out the Panthers right now 33-0. I don't know at what point in the game they were. I would assume sometime in the first half, but it is the Lightning 33 and the Panthers nothing. Games from around the area. Columbus, who came into tonight, ranked 7th in Class A. They are leading North Mahaska. And my, how it has changed in North Mahaska. Columbus 43, North Mahaska nothing. That game is at the half. Columbus 5-0 coming in. North Mahaska was 1-4 entering tonight's ball game. Elsewhere, and we'll get these scores started. I was only able to get 4 or 5. Grinnell is leading Keokuk by the score of 12-0 as they play in the second quarter. Ottumwa leading Cedar Rapids Jefferson in the second, 13-6. And Solon all over Washington tonight in Washington as they play in the second. It's the Spartans 37 and the Demons nothing.
How big does that first game loom for the Greyhounds to know that you're in a situation where you could have come in and been 5-0 coming into this game? So,
well, in Washington now 2-3.
Yeah.
Soon to be 2-4. So, unfortunately, if you're a Burlington fan, that loss looks worse and worse.
Yeah. And, you know, just trying to get an idea of personnel status, they are still evaluating Alex Fawcett. It looks to be that Tiadre Jones is getting taped up, and he should be okay to go. Owen Baker seems to be banged up a little bit in the rib area. Again, we said this was a physical game and that guys were going to have to be ready to play. And so we're going to be calling on some guys that we haven't called on probably all year. And we hope that we can get Alex back. It's nothing too serious, we hope. But this is what you walk into when you play North Scott. You go from the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, and if you're a coach, and we haven't had this conversation for a couple of years, fortunately, but if you're a coach and you're down 18-0, a team that's now outscored you 60-0 in six quarters of football the last 2 years, what do you say if you're Jim Kreckel to the assembled throng of Graham?
You're stunned yourself as a coach because you're going to try to find a way to motivate them. It's not like we're not playing hard. It's not like we saw in the sophomore game where the kids seemed a little befuddled and out of it. These guys are involved. These guys are just getting punched in the mouth, and you've got to try to find a way to react. And then when you lose guys to injuries, then you just got to say, hey, you got to keep playing hard. I mean, this is why you came out for the sport. You got to keep playing hard. And so that's about all that you can tell them. And this is an opportunity for some of these kids who don't get into varsity action is probably going to get in. And so now this is time to show what you can do on tape and maybe work yourself into a regular rep routine in the next three games that come by.
By the way, we did not touch on the fact that last week, John Flaherty, Scoregami, 42-30 was the first time in the history of Burlington football that the final score was 42-30. Right now, 18-0 is not a Scoregami. Were it to stay this way, it would be the eighth time in history a score has ended 18-0. The last time on October 21st of 1960 at Keokuk in an 18-0 Greyhound victory. Scores from around the area that we didn't get to before John was able to track them down. Mediapolis on the road tonight at Wilton, and they are tied with the Beavers at 14 apiece at the half. The Wise of Muscatine on the road at Iowa City, Regina, and the Regals all over the Falcons, 42-0. That game also at the half. You keep going. We'll see if we, let's see. I feel like the guys on the halftime scoreboard show or the post-week six scoreboard show where they go as many times through the state as they can. They have to talk really fast, really fast. I don't even know when they breathe or anything, but they talk so fast.
They breathe at the timeouts. So, so Lancers are coming onto the field. They're getting themselves ready. The Greyhounds have already done their warm-ups, and we are just 3 minutes away from kickoff to start the third quarter. And so it's a situation where you got to kind of cinch up your belt, tighten up your helmet, and get yourself back in there and see what you can do. And the fact that they've missed these extra points, and I've talked about in prior to the show that they have had tendency to put the ball on the floor. Anything can happen in high school football, and you just need to be ready to play. Stay positive with your teammates and put yourself in a position to make plays.
By the way, to get back to Scoregami, the closest Scoregami would be 54-0. So we don't want to get there.
We absolutely
we do not want to see there. North Scott get to 36 more points.
No. No, and the big thing to do here is they're going to get their yards. We've got to find a way to make sure they kick the ball away or they turn it over on downs or, like I said a few minutes ago, turn the ball over, and then for us to get the ball back and to allow ourselves to maintain the clock and try to get some points on the board at the end of that drive. So a tall task right now since the Greyhounds are playing shorthanded, but we've been that way before, and we've mustered up the courage to be able to stand and deliver a fight here.
Well, we will soon find out what the second half holds. There's a minute and a half remaining before we kick it off, so we'll step away for the final time on the Case Bank Community Union or Community Credit Union halftime show. 18-0. North Scott to get the kick out of the second half gate. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. E-bikes continue to open doors to new riding opportunities. These electric pedal-assist bikes are incredibly fun. They pedal like a regular bike, but when the assist is turned on, it gently amplifies your effort, helping you up hills and keeping up with family. From recreational to hunting, many of our e-bikes at Bickles offer step-through, upright, and flat-footed frame designs, which are especially helpful if you have knee or hip issues. The sealed, waterproof batteries, hydraulic disc brakes, and fenders also inspire more riding confidence and control, regardless of the weather conditions outdoors. As a local bike shop, service is our top priority. We are very mindful of providing bicycles from reliable brands. Many of our pedal assist e-bikes are powered by Bosch, which meets a high standard of quality, serviceability, and ease of use, allowing us to run diagnostics and provide firmware updates in-house. With an excellent selection and a quiet side street for test rides, we welcome you to try one today. Bickle Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
Ready!
Set! This is BHS Football on KBUR. Time to take it back to the field for the second half.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
With all the action, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
John Flaherty, Scott Mason, 3 and 45 are your deep backs.
I got to roll back. All right, here we go.
I'm going. So we are back here for second half action as Christian Snyder has it teed up, and we're about ready to get back underway. North Scott again leading 18-0 as we get ready to start here in half number two.
Drew Kilberg, and you said 45?
45.
That is a player that will be named later because we do not have his name on the
roster. Doesn't matter. It's going to be taken by an up back at the 21 and brought near side. Hash mark cuts it outside 30-35 and tripped up just short of the 40-yard line. That's number 15.
Yep, that is Peyton Yadoff, who took it to the house, we thought, on the punt return in the first half.
Actually, it was probably 45 that we thought took it to the house.
But that was Mason Boyer on the tackle for the grounds.
So, return out to the 39-yard line, about 18 yards on the return. It'll be first down and 10. That's where North Scott will start their first drive of the second half, leading by 18.
Good news for the Greyhound defense. Teandre Jones looks like he's set and can come back in if needed.
Tyler Girardi at quarterback from the pistol. Has two left, two right. Dylan Marty behind him. Instead, he throws right, and it's picked off. Picked off by Caden Shizzle and returned to the 25.
He was down.
The 21, and they're going to say he's down, are they? The near side official
is back to the Lancers. He was down on contact.
He was tackled by Peterson and fumbled.
So Shizzle with the interception.
Scott, that's what I was talking about. It's an opportunity here. They're not prone to do it, but they have had a penchant to do stuff like that. Great job by Caden to back off and drop into the zone and then take that with his hands.
So ultimately ends up in a loss of 18 yards of field position and remain first down after the change of possession and the rechange back to the Lancers. Girardi. Hands it, gives it to Marty. Marty around the right side. Marty 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Has one man to beat. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown. 79 yards, Dylan Marty.
Just simple old buck sweep. Guards pull, kick out, curl up underneath. And Marty goes to the house. Great speed. Aiden Pfeiffer on the backside trying to catch him. Just too fast to make up the angle there.
So it's 24-0 as Regan will come in to try his fourth, actually his third. They went for two on the third touchdown.
Let's keep the streak going. There's a movement. There's movement. Big old 75 for the Lancers bouncing around there. That's Nate Schneckloff.
Will take it back to the 8-yard line, and that means that Regan will have to set up shop 5 yards deeper at about the 15-yard line for the extra point.
You know, I know we're behind, and it's probably going to remain that way for the rest of the game, but these are some mental wins that when you're looking at film, you can take away and get yourself regrouped for the next week.
Snap is low again, but a nice hold. And a nice kick for the first time tonight. 11:33 remaining third quarter. It's now 25-0. North Scott on top. Back in 1 minute on KBUR. What's Regan's first name?
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Did you know the All-Star Maid Rite Diner serves more than just their delicious Maid Rites? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast with a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods. Breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Maid Rite Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Maid Rite Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Back underway at Lancer Stadium. It'll be Jones. No, it goes over Jones' head. He picks it up at the one. Not the way you want to start a kickoff return, as he's able to only squirm his way out across the 10 to maybe the 11.
Yeah, he thought he was in the end zone, Scott, and he thought they were going to go ahead and call the touchback. And then he realized, oh, there's no whistle, so I better get running. So, yeah, the ball's not bouncing our way. We've got, you know, we're climbing up the ladder here. The mountain, all those proverbial
cliches.
Yeah, and so how do we answer now?
So ball resting between the 10 and the 11. We'll call it the 11. Grounds trailing 25-0 now. With that 79-yard touchdown run, his third of the night, Dylan Marty now up to 137 yards on just five carries. First down and 10 from the 11 for the Greyhounds. Robinson, one step back. Steps forward, not much there as he's going to be drugged backward. Got a couple, maybe. We'll see where they mark it.
Looks like, anyway, just a pile there, and it was just a quarterback power. Let Noah Nixon lead the way, and then Gabe followed in behind him.
They're going to give him two. It'll be second and 8.
Into the lineup comes Mason Boyer, placing Caden Chisel. Maybe going to try to get some outside action here, Scott.
Quick hitter to Nixon off the left side. And just tough sledding. It's like he's running through those ropes that you run through in training camp and in practice to get the high knees drill working.
Ropes, blaster, tires, hand shields, T-shields. And if you're on top, that's okay. But if you're sitting in a situation where you're going to try to find 25 points in less than 24 minutes, you're in a world of hurt unless you can snap one off for 84 yards.
The problem is I don't think Burlington's got anybody with that home run speed. Maybe from 40. Maybe Shizzle from 40 to 45. I don't know about 70. Here's a pitch to Caden. Caden trying to get the right side, and he's going to be hit and spun down. Not much there. Maybe got three.
Yeah.
Still going to be 2 yards short. It'll be fourth and 2 at the 18.
Seth Mann just does a wonderful job at that Will linebacker position and just reads pitch and attacks the corner, sets the edge. And Caden tries to do all that he can. Coach Kruckle giving it a long think about what we got to do, but We gotta at least make them march a little bit here.
9.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Burlington will punt it away with Christian Snyder. Snyder with his toes resting on the 5, awaiting the snap. High snap, pulls it down, steps into it, kicks it away off the side of his foot. And I think it's going to go for a negative 1 yard punt at the 16.
Yeah, he was doing some warm-up kicks here during the first half. You know, how much do you miss Nolan tonight? you know.
Well, you knew that coming in.
Right. I mean,
that's why I said all week.
But that's a hidden place where you miss Nolan, because Nolan can get one of those off.
I don't dispute the ejection if that's
no,
what they
no, that's not even the issue. Right.
But the thing is, when it's that impactful, when an ejection leads to the rest of that game and the following week, you better be right. And I didn't see too much there that would indicate to me that should have been an ejection, but I'm not wearing stripes.
Right.
So
nor are you in the home office.
Yeah. Turn and fake to Marty, rolling right, throwing into the end zone is Girardi. He's got a man touchdown. And that is number 22 on a catch.
That's Cole Jennings on the reception, Scott. And all they did was one. I mean, nothing real special. Just ran a real wheel route, and they were in a soft cover two zone, and the safety's not able to get over there to make the play.
So it's now 31 to nothing. Regan in to try his fourth extra point of the night. That one is true. 9:05 remaining, third quarter. It's now North Scott 33, Burlington nothing, or make that 32 to nothing. Starting to get away a little bit. Grounds need to respond somehow, some way on offense. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
At Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Jones from the 5 as we get back underway at Lancer Stadium and able to get out to the 15 and nothing more. So Burlington will start this drive, now trailing 32 to nothing at their own 15-yard line.
You can tell when a team's been shell-shocked when you watch their runners. If you're feeling good, you are accelerating. You're making one cut, and you're trying to go. When you're shell-shocked, you're trying to jitterbug, trying to make one big cut to get through, and you see all of our backs, all of our receivers doing that. And we just need to kind of knock that off and just try to bury our head and get rolling up the field for as much as we can.
Ground's going to try and put something together. Here's Nixer right up the gut once again, as he's done several times tonight. Not much there. Got two up to the 17. He's now got 18 carries for 62 yards.
No, this is what we talked about last week and at the beginning of the show, Scott, about just being worn down. You know, we've been doing the wearing down for the last 4 weeks, and I think now we're starting to see here in the mid-third quarter that just the dial of cards that North Scott can do, as deep as they are, now starting to come back on us a little bit up front.
Grange actually split Phillips and Duncan out wide to the right. Robinson on second and 8. Will bootleg, pitch it late, and getting hit and fumbling, but they're going to call him down. Is number 1 Austin Loper on the carry.
Yeah.
Lost the 2 yards that were gained by Nixon. It'll be 3rd and 10.
Yeah, Austin felt that from behind. I think he caught a little bit of something getting the wind knocked out of him. But again, he's running to the edge, and he puts the brakes on to try to make that one big cut, and really he just needs to continue to run to the edge.
So 3rd down and 10. And here's a run off the right side. I was mixing and matching a spreadsheet. That's going to be Shizzle back into the ballgame. Gets up to the 18-yard line. A gain of three, so it'll be fourth and seven.
Seth Madden again on that tackle, Scott. He's got to be leading the way for the Lancers in terms of solos tonight. Every time I turn around, he's in the pile somewhere. And if it's on the edge, he's for sure got his hand on somebody. So
Jones in to kick it away again from inside his 10. Snyder tried his foot at it. That didn't work very well. See what Jones does. This time, a little rugby style, going to be taken inbounds at the 42. Taking it near side to far side and getting a wall set up in front of him. And finally going to be tracked down at the 35. That's number 45 for North Scott.
Oh, 45. Sorry, Scott. I'm trying to get our own guys. That's the player to be named later that we don't know. But
Colton Voss. He's wearing 45 tonight.
He's not on my roster. So Derek Duncan and Phillip Phillips coming off the edge there to get the stop for the Greyhounds. I told you off the air, I think this is where North Scott goes for the jugular, probably try to get one more big explosive play, get that thing to 35 points, and then maybe rest some of those guys who are starters.
Trips to the right side, two if you will, and then slot that way. Girardi, fake, pass, down the right side, going down the right side, sprinting. Finally run out of bounds. That is number 8 on the far, or number 4, rather. So that's Kaiser, yeah. I thought.
Yeah, it is. It's Kaiser. And again, you can just tell, you see North Scott there just at high speed. They're in fourth gear, and we are just trying to struggle to get out of second right now.
We call that a gain of 17 down to the 18-yard line. Girardi gives it to Marty. Marty right up the gut. Finds his way into the second level. Bowls over a safety into the end zone. And that's an 18-yard touchdown run, the fourth of the night for Dylan Marty. And he's now got 6 carries, 155 yards, and 4 of those 6 have hit Pater.
And Wyatt Messer coming off the sideline or coming off the field. He's got either a knee or an ankle. And these guys, North Scott, I mean, that's why they are who they are. And they just come on like a bulldozer.
Now a new kicker.
And no, that's Kaiser again.
Kaiser's the kicker.
Yep.
This time, Ashton Kaiser with the kick splits the uprights. It was not Liam Regan.
You are correct, Scott.
So with 6:26 remaining in the third quarter, it's now North Scott 39, Burlington nothing. When we come back, it'll be a running clock for the rest of this one, at least until Burlington gets it inside. 35 points back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, it doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Hart. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call me at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
High kickoff to get us back underway. Goes out of bounds on the far side. So the Burlington Greyhounds will get it after the illegal procedure at the 35-yard line, trailing now 39-0 and a running clock after the first play from scrimmage.
And this is where the Greyhounds have got to just play like it's nothing, and you know, we say this a lot as coaches. When we know the game's out of hand, you got to play for pride. You're playing for next week. You're setting some things up. And I know that's difficult, but this is the lesson that you have to learn, that sometimes things don't go your way, and how you respond is the biggest lesson you'll learn.
First and 10 at the 35. Nixon, quick hitter, right side, pushing the pile forward and rolled down at the 40 after a gain of 5. And Noah Nixon now just short of 70 yards on 19 carries.
Nice job again by that offensive line, and it really hasn't been a horrible offensive production. It's just that we're not able to get out and have the explosive plays that we've had in the past. And so, and when you, again, we almost ad nauseum here. When you play from behind the chains in a running offense, it makes it very difficult to come back in big chunks.
40 carries, 127 yards for the Greyhound offense tonight. The problem is that's only 3.2 per carry. 135 yards of total offense. Robinson again to Nixon. Right up the gut. Bounces off a couple of tacklers and gets across the 40 to the 42 for a gain of two.
Noah really is an unsung hero on this Greyhound team. He plays in three or four different positions offensively and three or four positions defensively. And so he just is that, like, that utility tool that, okay, here you go. I need you over here. Play for this. Go play for that. Hard-nosed kid. I'm happy for him tonight, not in the big situation, but for a singular performance, he's done quite well.
So third down and three at the Greyhound 42. Nixon again, this time off the left side. Nothing there. Got hit at the line of scrimmage. No more. Got driven backwards.
Just a host of Lancers ready to meet him. And so what do you do? Clock's going to run. You might as well work on something. In comes Rafe Butheris. And out goes Noah. So this might be a situation where Gabe takes a quarterback sneak and everybody's just pushing.
Fourth down for Burlington. Play clock at 12.
Nope, he's not going
to
get that
one. Just a keeper by Gabe, and he gets one to the 43. And on the turnover on downs, North Scott will take over in Burlington territory.
Yeah, just weren't in sync on the snap and didn't look get a lot of help out of the backfield. And North Scott takes over on a short field. Be interesting what they run here. Will they continue to run their offense, or will they be content with staying pretty vanilla and letting the clock run?
And Marty's in the huddle now. He leaves the huddle on the far side. So Dylan Marty will not be in this series.
And I would say that they might go one more series with their first group. But it really is play calling and what you want to do.
New quarterback, Drew Kilberg. So new guys coming in for North Scott. Kilberg turns and gives it to his tailback. We'll get you his name in just a second. Nice run inside the 35, a pickup of 11. And that is number 24, Nolan Engerbrecht, with his first carry of the night. Give him a gain of 10. First down at the 33.
You know, and these guys are going to run hard, too. We talked about this in between games. They go to practice every day, too. They want to get some stats involved here.
Engerbrecht again around the right side on the RPO, still on his feet, driving forward inside the 20 as the Lancers have entered the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone down to the 18-yard line.
Rafe Butheris on the stop for the Greyhounds as he came in from the far side linebacker spot. And you got to bow your neck here, fellas. You got to hunker down and execute defensively.
First down and 10 at the Greyhound 18. High snap goes over the head of the quarterback. Back outside the 35. And able to run it down as Kilberg and just throw it out of bounds. It's incomplete. It'll be second and 10, and that's just a headsy play by Drew Kilberg.
That's a football IQ play. You know your linemen are coming back to help. Throw it downfield, make it an incomplete pass, and you get the ball back right where the original line of scrimmage was. So, good job by the quarterback for the Lancers.
Got a report from Adam Fawcett, Alex's dad, possible concussion and possible fractured finger. So we will find out more, obviously, as the week goes on. Second and 10 from the 18. Kilberg claps his hands, fakes it to Engelbrecht. He'll roll left, throws on the run. Has a man at the 10, sidesteps the defender into the end zone. That's a touchdown pass, 18 yards to Hunter Fox.
Yeah, I'm not, we go back. we go back into this, Scott, when things get lopsided. Not sure. I know that's part of your offense, but you know when you're in command of the game, and maybe this is just a rep that he wanted Kilbride to get as the quarterback. Who knows? But if you want to be good, you got to learn how to stop him.
Kick is up and good by Kaiser. So with 2:14 remaining in the third quarter, it's now North Scott 46, Burlington nothing. We'll see if Burlington will throw the football on their drive. Coming out of this timeout, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, 8 to 9 a.m. every week during the fall sports season.
Is your business growing, requiring expansion, or additions? Are you looking to purchase investment real estate? If the answer is yes, I'd like to speak with you. I'm Max Mercer, Commercial Loan Officer at Danville State Savings Bank. If you want to partner in banking, call me today to schedule a meeting. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC.
Back here at Lancer Stadium in North Scott. Should say Eldridge, on the campus of North Scott. And we're back underway. Kick going to be taken above his head and bringing it out of the end zone is Caden Shizzle. Shizzle trying to do his part to finish strong tonight. Able to work his way out near the 15. And there is a Lancer getting up. Oh, he's just getting up slowly because he was the last one on the pile. So the Greyhounds first down and 10. This drive will have it at their own 15-yard line. Nose of the football resting right on the 15.
So probably got three plays left in this third quarter, and we'll be heading over into our last quarter. And so Greyhounds have still got to find a way to get something explosive here, something over 4 to 5 yards. Find a way maybe to get that ball on the other side of 50 and score some points.
Robinson on first down turns and gives it to Nixon, and Noah just squares his shoulder, bows up, as John said, gets five out to the 20.
Just really consistent. And again, we're not talking about guys not playing hard. People are playing hard. It's just in a situation where Lancers are just such a solid team in all phases of the game. And, 5 yards is great, but we need to find a way to get something more explosive. And that's just not within the offensive playbook of this Veer offense.
Second down and 5 at the 20. Probably the final play of the third quarter. Robinson gives it to Shizzle now, the second man through, and Caden's hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's found the going pretty tough tonight because he's more your speed guy. He tries to find room to run, and there just hasn't been much. Another loss of 2 for Caden. That's his fourth negative run of the night, and he's got 41 yards on 18 carries.
Yeah, the offense, the defense just does such a nice job of flowing. They're saying, we'll give you the 3-4 yards. You're just not going to get to the edge like you want to get and have the explosive play. So give credit to that defensive staff over there.
Now that'll do it for quarter number 3 as time runs out. North Scott scores 28 third quarter points. We've put 24 and make that 36 in the books. We've got 12 to go. 46 for North Scott, 0 for Burlington. What does the future hold? Don't go anywhere. Let's find out together on KBUR.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 319-753-5693 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm an avid recycler. Hi, I'm Beth Fleming, encouraging you to get your bin and start recycling. I recycle to be a good steward to our environment and natural resources. I feel it's our obligation to recycle when we can and reuse when possible. It's shocking to think the trash we throw away today will still be in our landfill hundreds of years from now. So I try to do my part to help protect our future and hope you will too. Stop out to Area Recyclers, 1818 West Burlington Avenue, and get your bin to start curbside recycling today.
Noah Nixon with a dive off the right side gets us started here in quarter number four. It's a six-yard gain, and the grounds move the chains. That is 80 yards even for Noah Nixon on 23 carries, and it would be nice to see him get over 100 yards tonight. First and 10 at the 28, give to the second man through. Shizzle just following Nixon into the hole, and this time, you know, the quick hitter worked that time. That's a pickup of six for Caden Shizzle.
Yeah, just kind of a double power there. Phil Phillips coming in, and then comes Noah Nixon, and then finally Caden Shizzle on that play. And so that's a nice job by the guys up front. Paul Jones, 6 foot, 210-pound inside linebacker on the stop for the Lancers. But, you know, that's where we've been living all night long, is right in between those A-gaps.
Second and four, the 33. Tie-dye formation again, Shizzle right up the gut. Caden Shizzle gets a chain mover, gain of five up to the 30, make it six up to the 39.
Yeah, just a pit full of Lancers there, but led by Owen Jordahl, D-back, kind of got his hands in on there first. So we know that the Lancers have subbed in pretty much fully. They got their second unit in, and, of course, we don't have a second unit because we play so many of our guys.
Robinson on first down. Watches the play clock get down to eight, now seven. Turns and hands it to Nixon, who gets another nice run up across the 45 to the 47, a pickup of eight.
Nolan Engelbrecht, guy who ran the touchdown for the Lancers in the last series, on the stop for the Greyhounds, on for the stop for the Lancers, excuse me. Nice gain by Noah Nixon, and, you know, it's good job by this offensive line. Really have been very consistent all night long.
So 9:45 and counting. This quarter will go pretty fast, given that the clock runs no matter what. Incompletions, out of bounds, everything. Second and two from the 47. Give to Nixon off the right side, midfield into Lancer territory. Bulls his way inside the 45 to the 44. That's a gain of nine.
And again, there's not a whole lot of color at this point in time in the game. Just solid execution against the second unit of the Lancers. So it's a good job for the Greyhound offensive line just to continue to work on what they do and kind of get themselves ready for next week.
First down at 10, Noah Nixon needs 3 yards to get to the century mark. Robinson checking out the play clock at 5. Shizzle. No, make that
Loper.
Not Shizzle. That's Loper. Still on his feet. Ashton Loper all the way down to the 26-yard line. That's a nice pickup of 18 for number one.
Nice job of spinning by Austin and getting some of that extra yardage. Nathan Irvin, 6 foot six, 210-pound backup defensive lineman. So you think the Lancers have some cards to deal, Scott, when they got a 6 foot six backup defensive lineman?
Yeah, it would be nice to have those in your deck.
Just say, okay, number two, yeah, you're 6 foot six. Come on in, you're 210.
So you're gonna have to bide your time because there's somebody bigger and better.
Right.
First and 10 at the 27-yard line. Fake to Nixon, keeper by Robinson and Gabe inside the 25, down to about the 27, a gain of five on the quarterback keeper.
You know, and it's interesting because since Nolan's not here as the backup quarterback and Alex is hurt as the third quarterback, you know, it's interesting that he's running Gabe this late with the game this one-sided. But, you know, Gabe's a tough guy. Just interesting that they're giving him the ball a little bit.
Second and five as we go inside of 7.5 minutes remaining. 46 to nothing. North Scott on top. Turn. Nixon. Off tackle right. Just dove between. Actually, should say dive right.
Yeah.
He takes it into the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone down to the 15. That's going to be a nice pickup of about six.
Yeah, I got
first down.
Really give credit to this offense. I mean, they really could have stopped blocking. They could have do a lot of different things. But again, that's just a credit to the staff and these kids that they're just going to continue to pound the rock here late in the game.
Noah now over 100 with 102. Fake and a keeper by Robinson again, still on his feet. Able to run out of the leg tackles of a couple of Lancers and lost one back to the 17, but that was a good effort just to lose that one and not so much more.
Yeah, Drew Eiler on the stop for the Lancers there. Yeah, he did. He popped out really nice and still kind of trying to find a way to get some extra yardage here. My guess is it's either going to go to Noah or Noah on this play.
Do we have two?
We do not have two. I would think this would be three-down territory for Noah. Maybe give one to Loper because of the way he ran a few plays ago.
Here's a give to Noah. And Noah down to the 10. Gain of 7. Hey, you're this close. Let's see if he can't take it to the house from 10 yards out.
Engelbrecht on the stop for the Lancers again. So, again, you know, I got to give Coach Kreckel credit, too, to make sure you're working the play clock, make sure they don't have a lot of time to have the ball here. You know, I know a lot of people would be saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, but that's not our style, and that's not what we do. So,
well, and the fact is you're working on a 2-year scoreless streak.
Yep.
And tonight a scoreless streak is the JV was shut out, too. Let's find a way to get some points on the board and leave with something positive. Here's Noah. Again, Noah 1, Noah 2, and Noah 3. Down to the 7. It's a 3-yard run, and he's going to be about a yard short.
No play. We have not had a no play all night long at either game, the JV level, current Razor, or this game.
So but again, 4th down and 1 for the Greyhounds at the North Scott 7.
Noah in the Gabe Robinson push position.
Sure enough. Gabe on the keeper inside the 5, takes it down to about the 4. Gain of 3 for Robinson, and more importantly, first down and goal now for the Greyhounds at the 4-yard line.
So, you know, let's give it to Noah. Let's just, you know, he's been the workhorse tonight on both sides of the ball. Done a great job of running. Keep them in tight. Don't get too far outside in those BC gaps because they flow so well. Keep it in the A-B gap and let him just bulwark his way in.
So first down and goal at the 4-yard line. Noah Nixon with 112 yards. Let's get him a touchdown. Noah with the quick hitter once
again there.
And just bowls his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Greyhounds. 4-yard touchdown run for Noah Nixon, and it's 46-6.
Nice job by the Greyhounds up front. Good blocking. And just, again, hats off to Noah Nixon for just being a workhorse, bringing his lunch bucket here all night long.
And to try the extra point is...
We're going to be short.
Brennan Winky.
Need a tight end. Who's the backup for Alex? Need a backup for Alex.
Looks like Xavier is. Yeah, the kick
nice.
Is up and good anyway.
Nice job.
So a 3:49 remaining in quarter number 4. The Greyhounds finally get on the board and break a 2-year scoreless streak against North Scott. It's 46-7. Lancers on top. Just under 4 to play here in Eldridge. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road. And we know what part of the chicken tenders come from. The delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch. We know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch.
Life happens, and when it does, sometimes that means time to change your home. Growing families, empty nest, and everything in between can mean time for more space, downsizing, and renovating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank, and I want to help you with a mortgage or home equity loan. Together with your good credit, we can make sure your home fits with your life. Call me today so we can chat about what you need. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Christian Snyder gets us back underway with a little squib kick taken by one of the up backs, number 32 for North Scott. Don't have that number in front of me, readily available, but he alertly falls on it at the 36.
That would be, yeah, we don't have that on the roster, Scott.
No 32?
Oh, there it is. Aiden Carey, 5'8", 155-pound senior linebacker.
So 46-7, now your score. Backups obviously still in for North Scott. New quarterback once again. This is number 34. He's just going to give it. Trying to get around the right side was number 24. That is Engebrecht. He's dropped for a one-yard loss back to the 35.
Butheris and Duncan on the tackle for the Greyhounds. Good job of finishing up.
So 34. The quarterback is, we don't know. He's not on the roster.
Player to be named later.
Claps his hands, turns, hands it to number 7. We'll get you his name in just a second as he gets up to the 34-yard line for a gain of 4.
Drew Eiler on the carry. Drew Eiler, number 7. The 5'11", 185-pound running back. Nice job by Duncan again on the tackle, along with, who is that? Who's out there? That would be Max Hartman for all you Greyhound fans on the far side.
Turning a handoff to Eiler once again, this time for a gain of 1 to the 40. It'll be fourth down.
Butheris on a nice job of reading the hole and coming in.
Fourth down and 6 coming up. Final minute and a half of this one. Burlington will drop to 4-2 and stay on the road next week at Mount Pleasant at Maple Leaf Stadium. JV will try and get back on the winning track, too. They've dropped 2 in a row.
Yeah. Lance is going to hold on for as long as they can. I think they'll go ahead and maybe even take the delay of game. Nope, here they go.
2 to the right, 1 to the left. Make that 2 to the left. Short side of the field is that direction. 34 turns and hands it to Eiler, and Eiler trying to get the first down yardage, and he may just have done it. Got it across the 45 to the 46, a 6-yard pickup, and they will wave the chains forward, and that'll do it for this one as Drew Eiler now closes this one out. I think a fan favorite must have made a tackle or something because the Greyhound contingent right in front of us went nuts for something. Not sure for who. First down and 10 from the 46. Game's final play right here. Eiler, the single set back behind the quarterback, who we do not know. Eiler gets it, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and dropped back at the 43 for a 3-yard loss. And that'll do it for this one. North Scott did everything they had to do early and often as they led 18-0 at halftime and then put it away with a 28-point outburst in the third quarter. And they defeat Burlington by the score of 46-7. Both teams now 1-1 in Class 4A District 3. Both teams now 4-2. But going opposite directions tonight as Burlington falls for the first time since opening night when they lost at Washington. We'll step away for a couple of minutes. When we come back, it'll be time for the postgame show, the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. We'll get to your postgame stats as well as your Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. All that and more coming up on KBUR in 2 minutes.
Did you know the All-Star Maid Rite Diner serves more than just their delicious Maid Rites? Stop in anytime to try one of their specials or breakfast. With a wide variety of all your favorite breakfast foods, breakfast is served all day, every day. Mondays is their Maid Rite Fry and Shake special. Beef and noodles on Tuesday. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat chicken and soft-shell tacos on Thursdays. Don't forget about their homemade pies and desserts. For your next meal, check out the All-Star Maid Rite Diner across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Hey, Mom, we're going on a bike ride.
Okay, sounds good. Got your helmets?
Sure do. Oh, and make sure to turn on your bike lights, Kimberly.
But it's sunny outside. You only need those at night.
Not these lights. Daytime visible bike lights are really important, as there are a lot of distractions on the road.
Have you seen flashing lights far away wondering, what is that? Only to get closer and be pleasantly surprised, coming upon a person, family, or group of friends riding bikes together? Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. Daytime flashing bike lights are one of the single best ways for any cyclist to make their presence known to motorists and other pedestrians. Our ultra-bright, all-weather headlights and taillights provide visibility not only at night, but help you stand out during the day when people are actually riding the most. And not all bike lights are created equal. While brightness is important, a true daytime running light is designed with specific focus, flash, and range to be seen from a meaningful distance.
For kids and adults alike, it's important to stand out when it matters most.
Bickle Cycling and Fitness.
In West Burlington, Iowa.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
The game is in the books. With more insight and analysis as to tonight's outcome, we present tonight's postgame show.
No!
Back to the field. Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Back here in Eldridge at Lancer Stadium. John Flaherty, hey, the good thing is we outplayed them to the tune of 62 plays to just 25 for them. That's good, right?
You know, you take your wins however you can do it, but they're just, I mean, that's, again, we've said this when I was coaching. We've said it when Lloyd Sisko was coaching, Tom Pleen. If you want to beat this level of team, you've got to do things that are not what you're usually used to doing. And so give credit to our guys. They've played hard. You know, the offense was what it was. I mean, it wasn't interchanged. It just, you ran up into a more powerful team. We saw that when we were up at Xavier during playoff time, and we're getting into that crunch time. And so we've got to get guys healthy. We've got to get a sense of mentality of trying to stop and tackle people. And I'm going to change what I said. Not mentality. We have to execute better. And so we got to have more people step up in order to get some guys some rest. And we've got to get through this week. You talked about it, the sickness. And I know that Coach Krekel and those guys are not ever going to make an excuse saying, oh, well, we're sick or we're short, guys. We lost. And that's the way it is. But, you know, we come back next week against a struggling Mount Pleasant team, and maybe we kind of get hangry a little bit, kind of get our chops back up again.
By the way, I should welcome you into the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. Don't forget, every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 at Wellness Plaza in West Burlington, no appointments are necessary. You can just walk in and take advantage of a fall sports clinic each and every Saturday for any high school athlete, whether it's rehab or strength training, whatever it is. It's offered free of charge to high school athletes. So 46-7, your final score. We talked about the 25 plays versus 62. 25 plays resulted in 337 yards for North Scott. Burlington was able to accumulate 218 on the ground. A yeoman's effort, if you will, for Noah Nixon tonight. 29 carries, 116 yards, and a touchdown. And he really deserved that touchdown late in the game. For a guy that, you know, had to step in the shoes of Nolan Simpson tonight and try and play both his fullback position as well as middle linebacker, and as you said, kind of a one of those jack of all trades, one of those Swiss Army knives on either side of the football, for a kid to come out and run four times as many times in a game as he ever has to just get 4 yards a carry, which, you know, maybe on another night might be good enough. Tonight, North Scott, just a lot of explosive offensive plays, but Noah Nixon, I got to tell you, I was very pleased he got his opportunity to get into the end zone.
Yeah, and again, you know, even our offensive line against their ones were able to do some things. We just had no answer for the edge. And you need that. You need to have some diversity somewhere in this offense. And misdirection was not going to be the key. As we said, a base defense that flows very well and reads very well, you're not going to out-trick by sending motion one way and then coming back. I mean, you want to use it if things are going well to kind of keep people honest. But that was a situation tonight where they executed better.
Yeah, North Scott's the real deal. You know, and unfortunately, too, and I don't know if the kid, maybe the kids don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who knows or cares about the historical statistics, you know, but it just, North Scott right now is the Green Bay Packers, and we are Burlington High School, the Chicago Bears.
Right.
And it doesn't really matter what kind of effort you put out there. I mean, when you look at the last five scores coming into this, it was by an average of 42-10, 41-20, 54-13, 30-7, 42-12, 42-0, and now 46-7. Before you can beat someone, you got to compete with someone. And right now, Burlington just isn't really competing all that well with North Scott when they match up head-to-head.
All that well. We compete for a while, but we don't compete all that well consistently through. And you're right. And this doesn't take away who they are. This loss, you know, we've talked about this time and time again. This doesn't define them. This doesn't say anything. In fact, those guys who ante up and buckle up, you know, when it's down and you know the decision's already been made and the outcome's already done, you can find a way of going, you know, I'm not feeling real good. I'm hurt a little bit. You know, not one of these guys did that. They said, okay, here we go. We're gonna lace it back up and get on the field and do what we can, the best that we can. But moving forward, you know, just looking at the big picture, that's what has to happen. But what we need to do right now is we need to get ready and we need to focus for next week. And then the 2 weeks that follow, I don't want to take Mount Pleasant for granted, but for all intents and purposes, it looks like we'll come out okay there, depending on our injuries. And then we got to buckle up for a tough Iowa City and then, Fort Madison. If we have any hope and dream of getting into the playoff picture, because right now, the team that holds any tiebreaker is going to be North Scott.
Well, and the fact is, you are at the same place you were at a year ago.
Right.
4-2 overall, 1-1 in the district with three difficult games remaining.
Right.
And what this team was able to do last year, and you hate to compare too much, but they were able to run the table through the final three games. Now, the challenge this year is that Fort Madison's on the road, and Liberty's going to be a top-five team when they come in.
Right.
So, you know, the Liberty team a year ago started off, you may remember, 0-5 before kind of finding themselves.
Yep.
And finishing 2-3, or maybe it was even 3-2 in the district. But regardless, when they came into Burlington a year ago, the Greyhounds were confident because it was a Lightning team that had recently found its footing. But we went up there, didn't we? We went
right
to Iowa City Liberty. So, you know, we were able to get it done on the road last year, but they were not evidently the team they are this year. And so you need to make sure you don't get caught looking ahead next week against Mount Pleasant, because it is a gauntlet the final 2 weeks. And if you're 5-2 heading into the Liberty game, you're 2-1 in the district, you're fighting for that second-place spot, probably. Who knows, even first place. You just don't. Maybe Fort Madison finds a way to knock off North Scott. You know, Liberty's already taken care of one. Find a second loss for North Scott in there, and maybe you're fighting for first place.
Anything's possible in high school football. You have no idea what kind of a response this win is for North Scott. You have no idea what, obviously, Liberty's mentality is coming into a game down in Burlington. Again, our response is extremely huge. It's what we control, and trying to get everybody back healthy and having all your bullets in the holster, as you talked about in the pregame. All of those things have to be in place, and then you have to find, you got to find lessons out of this that you can learn from. Who stepped up? I look at Rafe Butheris. I thought he did some very nice things at the end. I know, again, you're comparing apples and apples. He's playing against the second group, but, you know, he did some nice things. Austin Loper had some nice runs. You know, so if those guys can continue to progress even in this last third of the year, get Dimitri back, get Nolan back, hopefully whatever Alex has isn't anything that's going to keep him out too long, those types of things. And so if we can kind of gather all that up and execute and hold guys, our offense can control the clock, and we can play small ball probably as good as anyone in the state of Iowa.
Let's step away for a final two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll tell you tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. You're listening to the Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Burlington High School postgame show on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza.
Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Is there anything better than an apple or a peach off your own tree? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. And it's so much more fun going into the backyard than going to the grocery store. This week, Ritter's is having a sale on all fruit trees, including many varieties of apples, peach, cherry, and two new varieties of pecan trees available, all 25% off. All crabapple trees are also on sale at 25% off. These are all disease-resistant with small persistent fruit, so there is little, if any, mess. Ritter's has a good selection of burning bush as well as many viburnum and itias that will provide great fall color for your landscape. Confused about what to plant in the shade or what to put in the sunny spot? Ask the professionals at Ritter's, and they will be happy to help guide you in the right direction. There is still time to attack that creeping Charlie. Just ask us how. Professional advice, just another reason why people say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Back here on the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show, where North Scott knocks off Burlington by the score of 46-7. How about the Columbus score? 71-14 over North Mahaska tonight.
Wow, North Mahaska, you know, perennially a strong team, and Columbus must have a squad this year. This could be a deep run for them.
Speaking of a squad, number one PV in Class 5A, 44, Bettendorf 14.
Shock. Those were always close games in the MAC.
So, John Flaherty, who is your Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game?
Yeah, I think we've talked about him enough. It's Noah Nixon. You hate to be the one that gets the MVP in a losing effort, but I just got to tell you, once everybody's back, he just becomes so special, kind of that fly on the wall who does some very good things. And unfortunately, in a night like tonight, he stands out. So congratulations, Noah. Well deserved.
Same here. I don't know of anybody else. I mean, Caden Schizel, 20 carries, 53 yards, tough sledding for him all night. The inside-outside combination was not able to get going at all. Schizel couldn't get outside to any sort of effectiveness. Every one of those 53 yards he had tonight was well done.
Yeah.
But Noah Nixon for sure going both ways tonight. 29 carries, 116 yards, and a touchdown very unofficially. And I say that because they're my stats. You can look at Huddle tomorrow and see how close I am. But 29 for 116 and a touchdown. So congratulations, Noah Nixon. Even in a losing effort, played his tail off tonight, 46-7. But Noah Nixon is tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. So not much to say. Burlington goes home, licks its wounds, and they have to hit the road again next week as they go to Mount Pleasant. North Scott, meanwhile, will host the Clinton River Kings. I would fully expect, after seeing these two teams, North Scott improves to 5-2 next week and will be 2-1 in the district. No disrespect to Clinton, but this North Scott team is just really, really good.
This may be a team that makes a deep run into the playoffs. Again, this might resemble the 2020 group that was assembled.
And it really does tell you, as good as they played tonight, as well as they played, how good is Iowa City Liberty?
Right.
So, we'll find out in 2 weeks.
Right.
We'll find out. Well, John, as always, thanks for the day of fun today.
Okay, you're welcome. It just sounds really weird.
John and Scott's day of fun.
Please stop.
All right. So,
please stop.
I think we figured out, too, we shall never play golf again. It's bad luck.
Never play golf. I don't think.
Never play golf again leading into a game. How's that?
I'm going to say no, that's not. It has nothing to do with what happened tonight.
I'm a big superstitious guy. Okay, I think it has everything
nothing
to do
well, it
with
doesn't.
What happened tonight.
So don't have chocolate cake then.
or Golden Corral or anything else we did today.
So.
All right.
Hey, we get to go to Pizza Ranch next week.
We do. After the Mount Pleasant game, you'll see us at Pizza. We'll be signing autographs, whatever you want.
We'll set up there a pregame, too.
Absolutely. Thanks to John Flaherty. Obviously, thanks to Chris Arnett back in the studio, helping us get in and out of breaks and help us sound better than we truly are. I want to say thank you to everybody out there in listening land who hopefully had fun listening tonight, despite the lopsided result and you know, it's tough to call games when games get out of hand, especially when you see the guys you're cheering for internally, even
sure,
though not externally, or are struggling out there. So hope you had fun anyway, regardless if you made it through. We appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Want to say thanks to the following sponsors: Standard of Beaverdale, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Landscaping, Home and Garden Center, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, Edward D. Jones, John Hart Financial Advisor, Brown Shoe Fit of Burlington, All-Star Made Right Diner, Bickles Cycling and Fitness, Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, the Des Moines County Historical Society, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Renker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, and Roberts Tire Center. Once again, your final score from North Scott, the Lancers 46, Burlington 7. Thank you to my family. I almost forgot them. I never forget them. My wife, Kelly. My son, Ian, who couldn't make it tonight because of John and Scott's fun day. And Aubrey, who are all back home. My daughter, who just turned 11 yesterday. She deserved a better present than this. Actually, it was Wednesday. Grandpa's was yesterday. She turned 11 on Wednesday. So I now got an almost teenager.
You have a teenager.
Almost. She thinks she's a teenager, but I'm sick of her feeling like she's, you know, growing up that fast.
Well, it's going to happen, and whatever.
I got 2 more years.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to acknowledge that she feels like a teenager.
Okay.
I just won't do it.
Okay.
Final score, 46-7 from North Scott. Again, next week, we're in Mount Pleasant. We will be there right around 7 o'clock for the pregame show, and we're going to bring home victory number 5 and back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 91-92. At least that's the goal when we hit the road 25 miles west of Burlington 1 week from tonight. Thanks to everybody who are a part of this broadcast. And until next week, we don't say goodbye. We just say see you later. So in that vein, see you later from Lancer Stadium. Until next week in Mount Pleasant.
Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards, American Family Insurance, The Broadway Bar and Grill, Rhinespitz Flooring America, Bickle's Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, The All-Star Made Right Diner, The Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Sizer's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Buying Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.